These are the people with bumper stickers that say, "We are the proud parents of an honor student at the Franklin School or the Midvale Academy," or whatever other innocent-sounding name has been assigned to the indoctrination center where their child has been sent to be stripped of his individuality and turned into an obedient, soul-dead conformist member of the American consumer culture. You know? I mean, God, jeez. Proud parents, what kind of empty people need to validate themselves through the achievements of their children? How'd you like to have to live with a couple of these misfits?
How's that science project coming along, Justin?
Fuck you, Dad. You simple-minded prick. Mind your own business and pass the Cheerios. Here's a bumper sticker I'd like to see. "We are the proud parents of a child whose self-esteem is sufficient that he doesn't need us promoting his minor scholastic achievements on the back of our car." That would be refreshing for a change, just for a change. Or, "We are the proud parents of a child who has resisted his teacher's attempts to break his spirit and bend him to the will of his corporate masters." You know, a little Marxist, but what the fuck? Hey, then you got that. Here's something realistic. "We have a daughter in public school who hasn't been knocked up yet." "We have a son in public school who hasn't shot any of his classmates yet. But he does sell drugs to your honor student. Plus, he knocked up your daughter." Then you have the people who aren't too proud of their children. What about them? "We are the embarrassed parents of a cross-eyed, drooling little nitwit who at the age of 10 not only continues to wet the bed, but also shits on the school bus." Something like that on the back of the car might give the child a little more incentive, you know? Get him to try a little harder next semester.
Tonight's the night. And it's going to happen again and again. Has to happen.
Tell me a story.
See, we got blogs, we got podcasts. You know, the information won't stop. It comes in through your head, heats out your eyes, and it's all crap. You know? See, you gotta dare for greatness these days to get people's attention. Did I get yours?
Tell me a story.
Dreams die. No. No, no, no. Not by themselves. We kill them.
It's 90% bullshit. What is entertaining? Tell me a story.
What?
Tell me a story.
What? What? Not tomorrow, not after breakfast. Now!
Arrogance.
You are shit. Y'all see what I'm tapping? Shut up! Because of my big mouth, I made this woman laugh.
You're an idiot.
Shut up. Haksui, what are you talking about? You're an idiot.
Fuck off.
Shut up!
Classy.
Yeah, that's right. I'm fucking funny. I'm fucking entertaining. Fuck you.
Alcoholism.
Kenny is a functioning alcoholic.
See, I have an alcohol issue. And
issue?
Yeah, it's an issue. It's an issue. I'm not a problem. It's just an issue.
I'm my own kind of reckless disaster. I'm fucking German. I might be Jewish, too. But I was a fucking Jedi.
Kenny likes to drink.
I was drunk. Let's all go skinny dipping. My problem is, I don't have a problem. I work all day, I come home, I have a couple of drinks. It's psychologically bad for my penis.
Arrogance and alcoholism. The Conti and Kenny Show.
Here's another pack of jack-offs who ought to be strangled in front of their children.
The vision of this renews. The power is real. Fear is reborn. Because Because they have returned.
All right, everybody, welcome. Welcome to the program. It is the Conti and Kenny Show. It is September 9th, 2013. And I think we're going to change the show name to the Conti and Frank Show.
Thank God. Finally.
Get rid of it.
God, he's an albatross around our nets.
Anchor. Mm-hmm. That drunken anchor, Kenny.
Well, an anchor has a purpose. It secures you. It gives you some sort of safety and some sort of, you know, basis, some sort of root.
Right.
Then there's Kenny.
Yeah.
Kenny's like an anchor that doesn't have the chain around it. So it's just like, he's dead weight.
He's a paper anchor.
That's right. Oh, that works too.
He's a paper anchor.
Yes. Yeah.
That's right. Ooh, speaking of paper anchors, I have to turn the Skype on for phone calls.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
What would your listeners do if they couldn't call in?
What would my listener do?
Listener.
Ooh.
I actually do need it tonight because we have somebody calling in later.
Well, make sure you turn it on and also share that username, which I believe is NPN Studios.
NPN Studios, which is where we broadcast from.
That's right.
Downtown Clifton, New Jersey.
Yeah, it's actually uptown, but that's fine. You guys keep calling
it
downtown.
I like saying it downtown.
Downtown. There is no...
Dude, is there like a subway right here?
Like a restaurant, maybe.
No.
You're talking an actual
right on 46th.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. That's a pedestrian subway.
What is that?
It's for people to walk under the highway. You can walk under the highway.
And you come
there.
Back up the other way?
And you could get murdered down
How
there.
How creepy is that?
It's very creepy. There's so many awesome things. You know what? I'm glad that October's coming up. It's, you know, fall, which is the good season. Screw you people who like summer. I'm sick of it. But, like, it's Halloween-y time.
Right.
Halloween. Yeah.
Halloween-y time.
That's what I do.
Yeah, it made sense what you said. Right, go ahead.
And, so, like, all these creepy things. This area of New Jersey specifically has a lot of awesome, horrible stories. There's those tunnels, which are either haunted by ghosts or gang members, if you're in junior high school and believe that.
Right.
And then near... near the junior high school, you've got the underground tunnels that has the gang members that will wear your face, skin it first, and then wear your
face. Right.
And near the high school is the Gates of Hell.
What's that?
It's the Gates of Hell. It's like a, I guess it's a storm sewer, I think. I don't know really what it is. It's really big, and it goes underground for quite a ways, and it's dark. And
really?
Teenagers go there to find the Devil's Bible.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe when I saw it. I'm like, holy shit.
Yeah.
It was like crazy.
Yeah,
like, I'm like, there's no subways here in Bergen County.
No, that's it.
So they could cross. I would never do that.
No, you shouldn't.
I'm too claustrophobic.
Yeah, it's cramped and dark and weird.
Yeah, nope.
But it's a thing. You have to experience it at least once. We're going to go.
I will be the chicken on freeway in the old Atari, and I will try to cross the six-lane road.
I will say, I don't remember there was a chicken in the freeway on old Atari.
The show was Freeway. Remember Freeway? The game Freeway? It was a chicken?
Was it a chicken?
Yeah.
I only remember Frogger, which is the same thing you're describing.
No,
but
this was a...
Earlier like...
Yeah, if anybody can double-check Freeway, it was a chicken.
Huh.
You know, chicken crossing the road.
Right.
But it was like a six-lane highway.
Man.
And I was really good.
Yes.
Yeah, I was good at telling the old...
We're going to do it professionally, but then the bottom fell out of the market.
Yeah, exactly.
Shame.
Yeah. Then I started liking girls at 13, and I didn't care about Atari anymore.
Oh, that hasn't been my problem.
I mean, not that I started getting girls. I started liking them.
Right.
And so my life went from, hey, I'm kind of happy and I play video games, to right in a crapper.
Right.
Girls are breaking my heart, you know?
That's a shame.
Repeatedly.
Yeah. Well, let's not make this about you.
Sorry.
It's kind of uncomfortable.
Sorry. Anyway, the phone number here is 3302-CRINGE. That's 330-227-4643 or through Skype, NPN Studios. And, of course, we're broadcasting on morelikeradio.com in the NPN Studios, which is non-productive, which is a great studio and a great station, non-productive.com.
That's right. We're the best that has ever been.
Ever.
Ever.
In the history.
Millions of listeners every second.
And you have numbers to prove it.
I've made up numbers to
prove
Frank,
it.
Yes.
Frank would be like, dude, you know how many listeners I have? Like, how many? And he would write numbers down. And
he's like, tell me when to stop. 007848. It's like, is that a telephone number? No, it's thousands of listeners.
CNK fan in Iowa, cramped, dark, and weird, is that where Kenny's at tonight?
Yeah. Where is Kenny tonight, that piece of crap?
Kenny is on his way. He will be here. He's running a little late. He had a... I don't, you know what? He called me and
I know exactly where he is.
I still don't even know. It's something about going home. He had to do a load of laundry.
He had to do a load of something.
He's on his way back and he's like, I'm on the parkway at 135.
He found an especially good video on Shush Time and he miscalculated how much time he needed to finish up. That's what it was.
So if you're checking us out live, you can go into the chat room, which is morelikeradio.com/live. And if you're checking us out at podcast, we broadcast every Monday night from 7 to 10. And Kenny will be here in a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, well, I was driving by today going to 7-Eleven to get my two for $2, my big Poland Spring, which they have.
Right.
And I see these two girls literally just, like, you know, like the old gag, or like walk behind a desk and they're like, you're disappearing
right.
with the fake steps.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like... That's a Subway.
They were.
We're in Bergen County.
Did you think they were mole people for a second?
No, for a second. I'm like, these two are going to be victims. They're absolutely going to be victims. Where are they going?
That's actually one of the scary things about those tunnels is that if you do try to visit them and like as some sort of radio stunt, I think you would be the person that other people are afraid of. I think we're like, oh, don't go into those tunnels. There's a stand-up in there haunting it.
Yeah, it's some
hear my new material.
Yes, it's a stand-up comic doing bad material wearing a, what's that, the beard with no mustache.
Oh, that's not trustworthy.
Yeah, no, he's trying to be Amish here.
Yeah.
And, but yeah, so we played the little thing on Carlin, which we do now every show. School had just started.
Oh, God. And, traffic just started. It's like somebody put this on Facebook, I believe. So but this is a terrible way of crediting them. It's like somebody turned on the traffic button.
Yeah.
It's everywhere. It's like it takes forever to get anywhere now.
Yeah. And you know what? And if we didn't have it, I would still know that school started because everybody has to let me know on Facebook with their kids' brand new pictures of their new clothing.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think, honestly,
yeah.
if we had, now I know you're about the same age as me, and granted, if, let's just say our parents had the wherewithal to use technology, like my mom touches a little bit on Facebook, now my dad doesn't. When we were kids, do you think our parents would have been like, oh, it's the first day of school, look at little Joseph, he's over there in his new pair of pants. Do you think... our generation, early 80s, late 70s, parents
I'm would about have done it. 50-50 on it. This is why. I think the technology is a huge part of it. You got a camera on every device you own, you're going to take pictures.
Right.
And it's that easy to share it. I mean, remember your parents when they had the photo album and the like the instant photograph. Like
Polaroid,
if you're, yeah, so like that was garbage. Everyone was taking pictures left and right. I still have rolls of undeveloped 35mm because
get
they took a lot
here.
Of pictures,
why
but nobody wants to look at
it.
Because nobody gives a crap what we look like when we were kids. Even my parents didn't care at the time. They were like, oh, we took the pictures, but then
I'd
it costs money.
See, yeah. I'm so nostalgic. I'm so fascinated by old stuff. Whether like I love seeing pictures of towns from... that I've been to that are 50 years old or 75 years old. Or that's Route 46 in Clifton.
And it's
like
a dirt road.
It's a dirt road.
A pig looking at you.
Yeah. Well.
Staring you down.
Be like creepy. Me in my 20s driving around looking for.
Got it.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'm fascinated by that. So if I had a roll of film, I would absolutely want to get it developed. I see DVDs. I want to know what's on them.
Yeah.
I'm always like that. My curiosity with that is like... and not just for me to see me as a kid, but to just be like, what's on there? You know, like, and we my mom had all these old VHS tapes and she didn't know what was on them. No, they were the little rolls.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
8mm,
yeah,
I guess.
Probably.
Silent, you know? Mm-hmm. And they were videos from the 70s of my uncle coming over from Italy, film from
killing
the plane.
People. Burying Jimmy Hoffa. That's pretty
valuable. They never buried a body before. But coming in from the plane and landing in Newark Airport and New York City, and there was video in the car driving around New York City.
And you get
City.
To see some of those
and
locations.
Dude, there was a theater... and it said Godfather 2.
Nice.
So this was like 1974, you know, so I'm like 4 years old, but it was so cool.
Could have been 2002, the re-release, but that's fine. Say, oh, no, you find out your mom was just fucking you.
But I love that stuff, man. Yeah. I find that stuff to be so fascinating.
But I mean, like, if they had the technology, I think they would be using it much, much more, obviously, than they did because they didn't have the technology. But at the same time, the reason why I'm only 50-50 on it is I don't think our parents, like, worshipped us as much as this generation of...
Child worshipper. Yeah. As Carlin would say, baby diaper sniffers.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, the child worship thing.
Yeah, so I think that's a creepy new thing. On my Facebook page, I'm getting friends, and I'm pretty good at not like judging you on the stupid crap you do. But recently, I've noticed that my friends, and I have some friends who are mommy bloggers. You know, the moms who write blogs and are actually famous or internet famous for their thing. Like single mothers who write blogs, or you know, just parents who write blogs that are very, very popular, and that's like, you know, more popularity than I've ever seen, and that's fine. But I've started getting friends who are sharing posts from other people who are talking about how they raise their kids. So it's not like my friends are saying, well, when my children will learn the difference between right and wrong, and I will love my children no matter what their gender or sexuality or whatever. But they are sharing posts from other people who are writing posts about how to raise their children. So it's like 3 degrees of separation of I don't give a crap.
Right.
It's not even like your friend from high school who is he's talking about their kid and you're like, I don't really care about this. But at least there was something there between you and the idiot from high school. This is the idiot from high school sharing posts of some other idiot you don't even know talking about little idiots. It's and like, you're like, why?
It's like you see three friends that just saw the same movie. You go to the one friend, ask him about the movie.
Yeah.
You go to the next kid, all he does is comment on the first kid's comment.
Yeah.
Be like, Bob's completely wrong. You know what Bob just said? Bob said blah, blah, blah. It's like, dude, just tell me about your thoughts.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't just comment on what the other guy said.
Mm-hmm.
But there is, is Kenny off scoring a bag of cocks? One of the guests wants to know.
Yes.
I said small ones.
Yes.
I think that would
be fun. I mean,
he's not going to get
He's
big
a little
ones.
Older, so he has to he has to get what he gets.
Yeah, you have to you have to lower your bar.
Pain threshold. What? What is this? What are we talking about? Yes, so Kenny is most likely being sold into white slavery.
I'm going to guess that Kenny is no longer with us.
You mean he finally did it?
Yeah.
Thank God.
Yeah, yep.
Did anyone tell him he was supposed to die when he was on top? Kill himself when he was on top? Because he is nowhere near on top.
He used a rum gun. Uh-huh. And he blew his... He put a big, huge thing of rum in his mouth.
Yeah.
And then put the gun in his mouth, and his head was obliterated.
Yeah. What's a thing of rum? It could be any...
16 ounces.
Oh, the bottle. Okay. I could have been like chocolate.
That's Kenny's thing. Kenny taught me that the best way to kill yourself is to take a big, huge swig of water, fill your mouth with water, then put the gun in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
The water has nowhere to go except go out the back of your head.
Right.
And your head just explodes.
I would take pills. I have a little thing called sensitivity. I don't want someone having to clean that up after me. That's just sloppy. I also put the toilet seat down when I'm done. But, you know, whatever.
They want to know, is it a small bag of cocks or are the cocks in the bag small?
Oh, that's a good question. That is a very good question.
Wait, you know
we
what?
We will ask we didn't put, the ER yeah, when he's eventually...
We didn't put that much thought into the... I'm just going, yeah, small bag of cocks.
Yeah, I think
didn't
so.
Even get into how... Was it a small bag with like one huge one?
Oh.
Didn't even get into it.
Yeah, it's basically trick-or-treating for him.
Somebody really cares about Kenny's whereabouts.
Wow, good for him.
There's
or
finally...
Her, for it.
Finally, mm-hmm. somebody
right.
gives a shit.
Do you think maybe we found Dad?
Nah.
No. He can't find that person.
Nah, that's yeah. not happening. No.
Yeah, so yes, I believe that there are a lot of jerks on Facebook, and I think you need to work on your friends list.
My friends list?
Yeah, definitely.
Why is that?
Well, everybody should. I mean, I see a lot of people complaining about the things going on Facebook. Like, you really should only be seeing the posts of maybe two or three people top.
Well.
Tops. You don't want to see, like, everyone you've accepted the friend request from.
But this is what my girlfriend taught me.
Mm-hmm.
When you go to somebody's Facebook page where it says either friends, where it's click on, where it says your friends, or messages. I forget which one, but you click on it, and then it has the drop down, and it says show in news feed.
Yes.
Oh, clickaroo.
It's like heaven, right?
Dude.
How did you even function beforehand?
I don't know, but I probably, realistically, about 75 to 80 people.
Yeah, whenever it's Ben Affleck time or Miley Cyrus time or whenever there's something going on, it's time to call the news feed. I only, like, when this Syria thing goes to the news feed, I'm like, all right, let's see who I'm never going to see a post from again.
You know what? Those temporary things I can deal with. I can deal with the dopey, you know, pictures, photos of food. It's like you made dinner. I can totally deal with that. But you know what? It's like now I've gotten to a point where it's just dumb, blind, sheepish stuff. Just whether it's some dumb political thing where it's like, your guys are bad and my guys are good. Click. Either way, I don't care. If you Democrat, it doesn't matter. Or the new thing now is whenever there is a black on white crime. Where's
Obama Zimmerman?
Where's the outrage? Where's Al Sharpton? It's like, dude, really? They're like, do you really think that Al Sharpton gives a... First of all, do you think Al Sharpton really cares about any... He cares politically about crime if it's a white-on-black crime. Because he gets to do his job, which he made up out of thin air. Mm. He made this job up of being this national pro-action, whatever it is. But they're sitting there going, well, how come you don't have any outrage over the black-on-white crime? But that's not his job. That's not what he wants to... That's not his job. Mm. You know what I mean? And it's, where's the outrage? There is no outrage. White people don't get outraged at crimes like that. They don't take it personal. That's the difference. People just don't get it. When it's a white on black crime, black people take it personally. They feel this closeness with the victimization. They feel that, holy shit, this is my people. These are my people getting fucked over again, right? Mm-hmm. When it's a white person, you're just like, you could be upset at the crime, you know, like whatever the crime is. If it's an awful crime, you're just like, But they bring in the race thing and go, where's the outrage, white people? Because white people don't give a shit. In a sense where there's it's too big of a group to take it personal.
You can make the argument that because you don't have systematic, like, you don't have hundreds of years of slavery that only ended like 100 years ago.
Of course, I understand.
That absolutely. That's the reason why there's less of a... There wasn't like a couple of decades ago where you had institutionalized slavery with white people. So you could understand why there would be less outrage. But on the other hand of it, my experience with you might be different. But like, I do see outrage when there is a horrible thing going on. When there's a crime, I always see it. Like, I see people angry at anything that's pointed out. I don't understand why these people seem to like assume, these people being the people on Facebook, seem to assume that nobody gives a crap about this. I'm like, I certainly give a crap about that. That's
because
horrible.
Because they think there's going to be an organized outrage or organized thing to whatever it is, protest, or whatever it is against this crime. And it's like, look, most of these crimes that people are saying, like the problem, this thing all started with the Zimmerman case. It really did.
The last wave of it.
It really, really did. Mm-hmm. And the issue is that they'll bring up a case where, like, four black guys did something to a couple and killed them.
Yeah.
Brutal, like, burned them up and terrible, awful, despicable crime. Those guys were, whoever they are, they're animals. They're savages.
Right.
But those guys were also tried and convicted and are sitting in prison or facing the death penalty. So you want to say, where's the outrage about the crime? And if you want to discuss criminality, then that's different. But the thing is, most people had an issue with this. All came out because they felt this guy got away with something.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, well, what, you know, those two kids that shot that baby in the face.
Yeah,
it's terrible.
There was no outrage because the outrage came from, in the Zimmerman case, that he was getting away with it.
That's where
outrage. And it's possible that there would be a situation where, like, a black teenager or a black person ends up shooting a white person and then says, whoops, stand your ground, and gets away with it. And then, yeah, where's the outrage there?
Right.
But that's rarely the...
That's rarely the case.
Yeah, that's rarely the case in most of these Facebook posts. I'm seeing some of the same ones you do. A lot of times I see them because you... you used to comment on it. I guess now you just X them out.
I just X them out.
Yeah.
And believe me, it's not like... the difference is, I don't know if I said this on this show or somewhere else, is that the difference between me and somebody who's a racist, see, I'm not some white guilt guy, guilty white liberal, whatever, mm-hmm. is that the difference between me and somebody who I believe is very prejudicial or maybe a little racist, I hate throwing that word around because it's so used, but...
I was going to say something horrible, but keep going.
You see a bunch of guys, let's say you're watching World Star Hip Hop?
Sure.
And there's like three or four black guys like beating their shit out of some old man.
Is that what happens on that show?
All different things. There's the one about the guy who said he hates white people in Manhattan and beat a 67-year-old man to death.
I didn't hear about that, but all right.
Well, yeah.
Right? Oh, wait, I did hear about that.
Yeah. And now the guy was in a coma, but now he's dead. And the thing is, see, I look at guys like that. If I see three or four guys that do something like that, I look at them and go, they are animals for what they did.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Sure.
What you just did makes you an animal.
And the racist thinks your entire race.
Or thinks that they are animals because they're black.
Yeah.
That's the difference. They're savages to me or animals to me. If you go around just being a violent piece of shit to me, you're an animal. No matter what the color is. You happen to be black? You're a black animal. Whatever. I don't know. Whatever it is. But that's the thing. And so what happens is all these people with the outrage and all this, they're using the race card just like people on the opposite end are using the race card. But their defense is, well, that's because you use the race card. It's this stupid cycle. It's just a waste of time. Mm-hmm. All right? Black people are always going to feel more victimized than white people. If you want to be victimized, if you feel like a victim, it's usually
the great
personal.
White purging.
It's a personal thing. You know what I mean? Well,
it's still the great white purging, yes. But when that happens.
Right. But, man, you know, it's just.
You whiteys are going to have to shape up or ship out. They're going to send you back to.
Yeah, but school's back.
Europe?
Let's get back to. So, but the thing is, we get a lot of the posts, and I see all the adorable little pictures.
And then some people who are single post to say, where's the outrage about my... No. I'm trying to tie it in.
I show an old dirty, stretched out sock. Be like, Mike,
back
bitch,
to school time.
He's got no new clothes.
I see what you did there.
Yeah, see what I did there?
But, yeah, it's annoying.
But, yeah, that's the issue now is that all of this... The traffic and now every school, because my daytime job, I drive around.
Looking for children.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And dude, there are no kids that walk to school anymore. There's nobody that walks to school anymore.
Everybody drives.
They either get a bus or they get driven. And when I tell you they get valeted into the front of the school,
there is
traffic going into the front of the school where it's in the horseshoe of the schools and back out onto the main road.
Yeah.
Where it's like, dude, I'd be like, I used to get a ride from my neighbor's dad but he would drop me off about a mile from the school.
Right.
That was what it was only in the winter. When it was springtime or fall, we walked to school, but it was brutal in the winter. And my dad would leave real early and I would hear that he had like a Volkswagen Rabbit. And when I hear, I knew I better be out there. By the time he backs up, I jump in the car and he would drive me to where he would go.
Mm-hmm.
But he wasn't dropping me off in front of the school. I mean, yeah, he wasn't my father, but still, even my old man was like, you guys are sitting nice out. What?
Yeah.
You know, we were like 2 miles from the school.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know,
plus it was a Volkswagen Rabbit. You don't want to be pulled up with a Volkswagen Rabbit. Speaking of not wanting to be pulled up.
There he is.
Son of a bitch.
Dude, they've been asking. They were wondering what happened.
Yep.
Oh,
you actually have fans on this show.
There are people that are worried about you.
No,
show him that he's here. Show everyone that he's here.
Oh.
He's a real boy.
There he is.
That's the one.
In studio.
Yeah. Drunk.
Not yet.
Not yet. But yeah, it's very annoying and frustrating. And there's this awesome thing. I can't remember the name of it off the hand. I think it's Grease
Kenny
Monkey.
Michaels.
Wow. All right, Grease Monkey script
already
or something.
Starts?
Like that. Yeah, already. But like, there's this thing you could put on your browser. I think it's like on Firefox where you can actually. It's originally, I think it's supposed to look for baby pictures or keywords that suggest baby pictures.
Okay.
And instead, it shows you like kittens or rabbits or something. Like, it's actually a filter that will change one thing to another.
Oh. Well,
and it only works on your own browser, but you could put keywords in there. So if I figure it out and find out what it is,
is that to be devious? Is that for deviousness? Like, you put kittens, but then it's like, it's for like something like pornographic or something?
I guess you could do it that way. It's supposed to be like, you're sick of seeing your damn friend's baby pictures.
Okay.
So instead, it removes all the baby pictures. And it's only on your computer. It's not like it does anything to theirs.
Right.
But you don't see any baby pictures. It mutes all these posts left and right. If I could find that thing, man, Facebook would be nothing but like a host of Transformer pictures. Nothing else. No baby pictures, none of your damn politics. Anytime the word race is brought up, and anybody who likes Man of Steel, that movie,
okay,
remove them. Completely
okay.
Blank them out.
Wow, that's taken, yeah. You know, that's taken that to the
I think it's worthwhile. All I want is to hear my comedian friends plugging their shows and me just laughing at them.
And,
not
and
going to
I show. Would do it where if it had Obama or Bush,
mm-hmm,
or anything, I would just, it would just,
so what,
come up.
What is it? It keywords?
Yeah, you put in keywords and it'll take out what, like, if it thinks the post has something to do with that keyword, it'll replace it with a picture or that you
whatever
choose.
You want.
Yeah, you choose.
Oh, you can you put like kittens.
Can you have certain pictures for certain words?
I don't know.
I don't know.
In this hypothetical device, yes, you can. What would your replace?
We're doing radio. Theater of the mind.
All right. No,
if
no
I had a keyword.
Bush. All right, keyword Bush. What kind of picture do you want to see?
Keyword Bush?
It's a softball, man. What would you replace pictures of President Bush with? Come on. Softball pitch. And?
Obama's.
Oh, that's disappointing.
I'd replace it with a keyword Bush. See, but Bush would screw up a whole bunch of keywords.
Mm.
There'd be a lot of different Bushes.
Yes, true.
That would be keyworded.
That's where I was going. That was the layup. That was the layup that you were like, nah, I'm not going to go with that one.
Yeah, I was still swinging on that one in the deck cycle.
All right. But yeah.
The captain has arrived.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
You got it? Captain has arrived. Yeah, we're just told.
He's not here yet. Kenny's here.
Oh, okay. He'll be here.
Shortly.
That's a cool idea, though.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
save a lot of heartache.
It would be like Obama instead of seeing anything about Obama.
How about anything about... so you couldn't really do it like self help, like when you quote yourself, you know what I mean.
Oh.
The only way to get through a day is to strive harder and work.
Oh yeah, like motivational stuff.
Motivational
and there's stuff? No like Voltaire at the end of it. It's just Susan and her fucking stupid logic.
Oh, that's complicated.
You might
be tough.
The script would be like, are there quotation marks, misspellings, and no attributed author?
Then you might as well delete Gaffney from your Facebook page.
Gaffney is the motivational guy who keeps quoting these people. I'm like, I don't even know. How does Gaffney know, like, Gandhi or like,
those,
Benjamin Disraeli?
I don't mind at all. As long as you're not making that shit up yourself.
Oh, come
you know
on.
What I mean?
Hey, a little bit of ingenuity. How about a... you know, work hard, and hard work will work.
When the day beats you down, you just have to remember that people out there love you and strive for what you want and reach for the stars.
How about
Jeff Williams? You're like, fuck you.
How about if the world beats you down, you call the worldly cops?
Mm. That's great.
BV. Signed BV.
Mm.
So yep. It would be like anonymous BV.
Oh,
got it.
HBV, hopefully. If the world beats you down, make lemonade.
Yeah, exactly.
Scott Williams. It's his brother, Jeff. I don't know why I said Williams twice. Williams, I'm like, right.
Scott Williams.
You know a bunch of Williams who are like, I hate these guys.
I'm the ether's kicking in.
All right, yeah, that's cool.
Keep rolling. I just ran around like a jerk off.
Mm.
When the world hands you lemons, make Swiss cheese.
Anytime someone says listen to my show from 7 to 10 p.m., just totally mute that post. Actually, it never does matter. Everyone does that anyways.
Yeah.
Ooh, ignore it.
How about anybody that... No, this actually, I saw it one day when somebody was like, we've got a lot of work to do. Like, and I saw that and I was like, this was somebody talking about...
The world?
Somebody that they want to vote for. I think there was like the mayoral race or something in New York. And it was like, we've got lots of work to do.
It's
like,
people.
You don't have anything to do. Mm-hmm. You just go and vote for your dumb fucking politician. But we've got work to do. That's such a political thing to say. I saw somebody post that, and it was like an article, and they were like,
have you ever volunteered for a campaign or anything? Have you ever done that?
Come on.
No, I've never done that.
Really?
No. Him? No. God, no.
I've never even held a sign.
The worst thing on Facebook, I don't know about this, was close to being the worst thing on Facebook, are people who have like very loud opinions about other people's opinions. That's the most annoying thing. I know we've been doing this past like half hour.
I would is
giving our opinion about our opinions.
And you're still friends with me on Facebook?
I can't stand half the stuff you say. Like, you get so angry about stuff. I'm like, mother, so you're angry about how angry people are. Do you listen to yourself? You're very angry that people have an
opinion.
I have an opinion about this. Why do you have an opinion about this? Like, you listening to yourself?
Who cares?
Yeah.
Who cares about what you think? It's like, nobody cares about what anybody thinks.
And I'm like holding a mirror. Hold the mirror up. Look at you. Yep.
Oh, man.
Hey, I've heard a special rumor. I don't know if we're going to bring it up so early in the show.
Yes.
But it's a way of transition. I heard a very special person had a birthday this week.
That's right.
Uh-huh. A very special person.
My girlfriend wanted to bring like a cake for your birthday.
And we told them no.
But it was so long, you know, it was last week.
Yeah, it's over.
And I told, and she goes, I could bring him a rum cake. You'll like that. And I'm like, don't worry about it. He don't give a shit. Mm-hmm. If he didn't get to watch the Jerry Lewis telethon, he doesn't care.
You don't watch it anymore, right? Done.
Because he's not part of it
Absolutely.
Anymore, right?
Absolutely.
But
done.
Happy belated birthday.
Well, thanks. That's right. What did you do for your birthday for funds?
I did nothing.
That was what, for fun, you did nothing? You
for
chose
fun,
like...
I chose to do nothing because birthdays aren't a big deal for me. Normally, what I used to do in the past is I would go and go
that
watch a movie.
A lot to shut-ins, yeah.
Go watch a movie and then go like out to dinner, like have a steak and then go out with my friends or whatnot. But mm-hmm. I would have kind of an alone time. Mm-hmm. Since I have no more friends, I just have a lot of alone time.
Since you've alienated your friends...
Possibly, yes. Absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've done that for years.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
You know, so nobody jumped in to be like, no, dude, no, you have
no one else.
No, yeah. I've been doing that since I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
But I enjoy those kind of days just to kind of hanging out. Plus, I needed the rest, mm-hmm. and I was having the kids coming over the day, Sunday.
Oh, good. You're going to talk about the kids. Look, it's like we're on Facebook.
It's not my kids. My sister's those rats. But I was actually on vacation, and I just did some stuff around the house.
Does the idea of traveling suck for you now? Because you do so much of it, even though you don't do any of it fun?
It's the norm.
Yeah.
It really has switched over from like kind of like, oh, this is kind of cool. Like I had to leave work early today to wash my drawers because mm-hmm. I'm flying to Tallahassee either tomorrow or Wednesday. And then
you had to leave work early to wash all your underwears. How many pairs are you? Oh, well, it's Tallahassee, so you're expecting swamp ass.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
So you're like, all right, and then, I'll take 50 pair.
I'm going from Tallahassee straight to Texas.
Oh.
And once that's done, once Texas is done,
you'll
be
able to grow potted plants from your ass crack.
Well, normally I'll bring like two weeks worth of socks and drawers.
Right.
Like 14 pairs of each. Maybe good. A couple of extras in case they squitch a little bit or something.
Yeah, I'm glad we have this detail. You know, they tell you not to tell too many details about your packing strategy just in case terrorists are listening.
That's true.
They're writing notes now. They're going, 2 weeks.
I get searched all the time.
Do you?
Yeah, because I have, when they put the, I have like my knives and whatnot. I'll have like a little utility knife and then my... the Blue Yeti microphone.
Plus, everyone knows Kenny Michaels is responsible for more bombs than anyone else.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, baby.
And no, but they actually look through my bag all the time because they see all the weird microphone.
Mm-hmm.
The Blue Yeti is probably about this size.
Yeah,
probably the size of two soup cans, and That's a pretty good description to soup can size.
I guess so. It does feel very 30s, though.
Two C rations.
Yeah, you're very much like giving units of measurement that suggest
the Depression
era. Two empty soup cans. You know, not the kind you kick around.
Two pieces of bread.
Yeah.
An olive.
Man. It's like the bread line on Tuesdays. You know what I mean? It's very
Somebody
long.
Made a joke. I forget what TV show it was, but it was hilarious that I never realized before that hobos back always had beans.
Yeah.
And hobos with beans. I don't know if it was you. Somebody made it up, and I'm like, yeah, that's right. All the cartoons and hobos had beans.
It was cheap, probably, right?
Yeah, yeah. But yeah. I remember there was they made mention of a cartoon where two guys were fighting over one big bean.
Yeah, that's right. They were like going to cut it up. Yeah, I remember that distinctly.
Oh yeah, that was a Warner Brothers, I think.
I forget what it was, but somebody on TV brought it up. And I thought it was hilarious.
What happened in the 70s that ruined hobos? Like, what's going on? Or was it the 60s? Because hobos used to be like, oh, I want to be a hobo.
Yeah,
Rock Candy Mountain.
You had the stick.
No one's singing Rock Candy Mountain for homeless people.
With the little ball sack at the end.
Not the ball sack. That's not what was it.
That little
handkerchief.
Yeah. Your vittles.
That handkerchief.
Your
vittles.
Hanky sack.
You know, over your back, over your shoulder
either.
Like a baseball bat.
Hanky sack.
It's not what that is. Nah. Not going to let it go.
The little bit of scruff face.
Yeah, just a little bit. Enough.
And
maybe you were a musical. You played like a Jew harp. Boom, boom, boom. Like a jaw harp. For those of you who aren't racist.
You called it a Jew harp.
It's actually referred to as a Jew harp.
A Jew harp?
Or a jaw harp. I don't know which one came first.
Well, it depends on if it's made from bones of children.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't make it up.
No, you definitely did.
Just
that's
commenting.
That's not at all what it's referenced.
Hey,
no.
I didn't say that. It was just something I said.
But yeah, then mysteriously hobos became
unappealing. Even when we were kids, if we dressed up like a hobo,
yeah.
if we dressed up like a homeless guy now, we just had feces on us and wearing like a Raiders jacket.
You know what happened? People moved out of the box car, Raiders jacket.
Yeah, like it all beat up.
People moved out of the box car and into the boxes.
Yeah, you're
I'm going to quote myself there on Facebook go. About that later on.
Use Scott Williams.
Scott Williams. Yeah. What was it? Williamson or
Williams?
Williams. I had a son.
Yeah, it was Jeff and Scott Williams.
Got it. Those douches. Those fictional douches. But yeah, so I don't know what happened to homeless people, but it's unfortunate. I remember wanting to be a hobo very much.
Hobo. C&K fan, that wasn't a cartoon, that was his childhood. You are correct.
Yeah, except it was a big it was
government
a piece of horse shit.
Right? Yeah, it was a horse turd, yeah.
A horse turdy.
It was a horse turd.
Government cheese.
Had that too. When the horses would have diarrhea, we'd give that cheese to the peanut butter to them, and that'd blog a horse right up. Did you ever see a horse with diarrhea?
No.
The tail goes up. And
it just goes. Yeah, I have seen a horse poop before. It's just like, flip up it, the lid, and it's like a Pez dispenser, but not candy.
I've watched the Carol Burnett Show. I've seen it.
Oh, yeah. You wanted to take number one or number two?
Classic moment.
Right.
Where it started pooping right in the back.
Yeah.
Do you want to take it from number one or number two? I've seen it.
Great.
Very cool. Later on, or probably around 8:30, Holly is going to be calling us. She's from the It's All About Me podcast.
Okay.
To promote a really cool benefit for a friend of their shows, somebody who has brain cancer.
Wow,
doing a show, right?
Why would you want to do that? It's for the cure. It's for like treatment for the brain.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I misunderstood. Yes, continue.
Yeah, of course.
It wasn't like to give.
No. It wasn't to hand him more, you know.
Yeah, or irradiate him.
You know, here's a hat to cover up your
lump.
You know, the lump.
Sorry. You don't get lumps.
So, there's a woman sitting there, like with her. She must be doing a news story.
You don't
story.
Have to show me the screen.
It's a news story. Like she must be like sitting there, like underneath the horses behind, and it just dutied all over her top of her head.
You know that is actually less horrible than what I pictured when you both went. Oh,
yeah. It's really not that. It's really
yeah.
Not
it's more humorous. It's not really.
What was she doing down there?
I don't know.
Yeah.
All right. She deserved everything that ever happened to her.
That's right.
Or maybe that's honeymoon video from One Ass Brat. Never know. Good, good, Good beat, guys.
Sorry, yeah,
sorry. I'm just
I'm looking
in,
at horse duty.
I'm putting in things just, on Twitter just yeah. to continue to promote the show.
Which show was that?
Our show.
Oh.
But yeah, she's going to be calling around 8:30. Cool. So, and the show is going to be in Manhattan on October 19th, a Saturday afternoon.
And it's con cancer, right? It's against.
Yeah, it's against. Okay, right. Cool. It's not very for people that were born in June.
Right.
This is for, the disorder, to try to help people thing. That, yeah.
Got it.
And it's going to be a Saturday show at the, what's it called? The
venue.
The Bitter End.
The Bitter End.
The
oh.
Bitter End.
Not a good... Oh, Jesus, not appropriate use.
Mm. Wow.
Should have.
Why don't they just do it at Terminal A in JFK? How about that?
Wow. Not well thought out.
We're going to have to ask her about that one.
It's a good venue, though. Good venue. No, Bitter End, good.
Is
yes,
a really
it's
a
great
cool
venue.
It's
yes,
a great
wonderful.
Venue for bands and, you know, for an upbeat kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Did I hear that on XM?
Ron and Fez?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're very, they're Levy, tight with Ron
oh,
and Fez.
Oh, okay. Levy, Otto.
Yeah, and, me and Jay Oakerson.
You on there, too?
I'm on there.
No shit.
This guy. This guy. Yeah, I'm on it.
Nice gig.
It's a Saturday afternoon, and then I got a gig in Jersey at night, so it worked out.
Beautiful.
I just,
look at you.
You know, because I like
you
them.
You guys are still doing the radio show.
Frank is
I was just surprised one of us were working. No, you work a lot.
It's basically just him.
Yeah, it is just him.
And you're just assisting.
That's completely what it is.
Isn't there... Champagne right, Mike has done more gigs than you have by this point, right?
Probably.
Yeah.
I got to get this horse off my screen. I just keep seeing...
He said horse, in case you weren't...
He did say horse, right?
Yeah.
Oh, it's one of those Vine videos, and it's just over and over this girl getting just over shit on...
You can't even pause it.
Jesus. But, yeah, so she's going to call in later on.
Very nice.
Remember we did the white rapper? Were you here when we did the white rapper? When Tom Green rapped?
Yeah, I was here.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We got a...
There's nothing better than a Progeria white rapper. Remember him?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Do we have that clip somewhere? I was doing the impression of him.
Oh, my God. It's on one of the best ofs.
Is it?
No, that's... Really, that would probably be a whole. That would be the whole Conti Kenny shorts.
That was a good one.
Because there were two. There was two parts to it.
Oh, it was really
fucking brutal. This kid, but yeah, David. We're gonna have more white rappers later on. David Faustino, remember him? Played Bud Bundy.
Yeah,
he did some rap in the early 90s.
Is he gonna be on the show?
That would be really cool. But no, I'm just gonna play his stuff.
Okay,
and then a guy named Pale Tone. Really, really good.
Sounds awesome.
It's painful. And we got a new bit this week. It's called the Twitter account of the week. And I'll do that later on.
Okay.
And it's one of our good pals. A very worthy Twitter account to follow. You'll know who it is.
Okay, gotcha.
I don't know. Do you want to take a break? Or,
yeah, let's take a break and I got to regroup.
Because I definitely just want to say that, holy shit, my...
By regroup, he means stop watching the same video of the horse.
No, Brent hit Brent over and over again, so now I only see little pieces.
Good man.
He's a fine gentleman.
Yeah.
He is good. Shit. Sorry. I don't have anything ready, but...
Oh, then why did you suggest taking a break?
Because
Let's not take a break. Let's instead do this. Listen, Kenny...
I want to brag that my team won.
Oh, yeah, really? The Jets won a preseason game. That's what you want to brag
about? No, they won game one.
Oh, they did. I forgot.
Yes.
I forgot football
they
was
won.
Real.
Yep.
Football became real and we won a game.
We did.
That is shocking to me. You know how many years it's been since I've actually followed football?
How long?
2 years. So, like, not last year and not the year before that. I guess 3 years. The year before that was the last season. I was like,
so
you know 2010, what?
2010.
I'm
they
done.
Won 11-5.
Yeah, you were a big Jets fan.
Yeah, and it wasn't like I stopped being a fan. It's just that I had no interest in watching anything. It was just like I didn't care. I just don't care. And yeah, all right, good.
That sucks when that happens, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, yes, it does suck when you have no like
drive to care.
Yeah, it's just it doesn't even matter anymore. It doesn't even.
No,
matter.
I know what you mean. That's how it was with the Knicks basketball. I was just like, it's over. It's over. You know, it never comes back.
Once it's gone, it doesn't come back. I'm feeling like this year I was like, I missed it. I missed the, not my team specifically, but like having something to do during the fall when right. everybody else is watching football.
Right.
So like that's the only reason to be back into football or baseball, my opinion.
True.
Every season it's like if you miss the camaraderie or the like the just the atmosphere of being at a game, if you got a friend who brings you to a game, that can bring it back. But yeah, other than yeah. that, you just feel like empty and hollow inside.
This is spoken from a true Jets fan.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what it is.
And yeah. I told you before the show that there is a study out that says that when your sports team isn't doing well, you gain weight. So that explains every single fat-ass Jets fan in the world. I always wondered why I was so fat. J-E-T-S.
E-E-E.
Hey! Yes.
I think it was one of the games, and me and you, I think it was me and you, we went to a football game, and I just looked around, and the place was, Giant Stadium was jam-packed, not a seat to be had. And then I'm eating sausage sandwiches and drinking beer and whatnot, and everybody's tailgating in the parking lot. And if you could just imagine how much feces is created that night.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Or the Meadowlands aren't actually a swamp. Yeah. it's just the septic tank for the stadium.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. That makes total sense. But just think about the hundreds of thousands.
MetLife Stadium is actually Godzilla's toilet bowl. He just leans, he just sits on top of it and takes a shit right onto the stadium.
The raw tonnage.
Yeah,
of doo-doo.
From those 50,000 people, just these disasters, just eating the worst gluttonous, possible food.
Yeah, fried turkeys.
Yeah.
Like the guys like James goes with, they fry deep-fried turkeys.
They got
a carving station and shit. Fucking souffles. The fuck, you're in a parking lot. What the fuck do you need prime rib for?
Yeah, and that's it. See, the only thing that sucks now for us for Monday nights is that now, Monday Night Football, there's two games now. You know that, right?
Really?
Yeah. There's one game started at 7 o'clock, and then the other one at like 10:30 because it's a West Coast game.
West Coast, so they're both getting Monday
So they night. Get yeah, they get two nights. So now football is on Mondays, Thursdays, and Sundays.
And Sundays.
Every week, except for like, you know, one for Thursdays. You know, they eventually would love to have it every day. They can't, though.
No, it's impossible.
You know, you can't do it to these guys. This isn't baseball. You know, these guys get beat up too much. You know, it's still, even though with all the rules in place to like, you know, it's basically with a quarterback, it's flag football. Like you can't even touch him. Like if it wasn't for, you know, pushing my Jets football.
It's the no kickoffs and shit now, right?
No, they do the kickoffs.
They do the kickoffs?
But it's at like the 35 yard line.
Everybody
every
kicks
time.
It, kicks it out of the
yeah, so they get
it. And people are only allowed to toss the ball underhand now. It's just ridiculous.
It's really weird. Yeah, it's girls softball.
Everybody gets a trophy.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
they have to sell candy bars outside the King Cullen.
Well, that was always true.
Jamaica Queens. Just fucking Justin Tuck out there selling M&Ms. Fucking idiots.
All right. Let's take a break. When we come back, maybe we'll do the new thing, Twitter account of the week. Holly's going to call in around 8:30, and we got a lot of stuff to do. We got white rappers. We got George Zimmerman, we got a bunch of stories, a bunch of shit. All right, you're checking out the Conti and Kenny Show on morelikeradio.com.
Recently on the Conti and Kenny Show.
Thing froze up.
Ah.
You kidding?
And I'm watching, they also put on the thing that Honey Boo Boo's.
Like the whole computer just froze up.
Oh, really?
Too much shit on here. That's basically what she said. She's like, hey, Marquise, what's going on? I'll come back for round two. And the guy was like, he basically was like, you need to be quiet, and then asked her for her ID. And her ID was in her car. So he told her she was banned from the mall for not having an ID. It's like, really, dude? Like, what are you talking about? The Adobe plugin has crashed. Holy crap. Everything just went right in the toilet. Holy shit. I gotta...
That's the Flight 800 of Adobe players.
I gotta do the... the Flight 800 of the Adobe players.
The Conti and Kenny Show. Talking bollocks for fuck knows how many years.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL48 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL48 at adamandeve.com.
Wrestling's fake.
Oh, yeah?
Jesus!
The organization that brought you Tangled Web, Tournament of Death, and Prelude to Violence. 15 years of hardcore tradition. The Combat Zone is professional wrestling's proving grounds. Combat Zone doesn't do PG. No ballroom dancers or pimps shucking and jiving in our ring. Just the biggest names in independent professional wrestling. Masada.
Oh my God! What the hell? Yes. What the hell?
Adam Cole.
Only in pro wrestling can two men kill each other and then follow it up with a hug covered in blood.
Danny Havoc.
Oh, no, no, no. God, oh, no!
Drake Younger.
Just moving your body on the canvas. Painful?
God. Not as painful as that! Yeah.
CZW features the ultimate hybrid style of high-flying mat wrestling combined with hardcore, death-defying action the other promotions wish they were allowed to show you. Get the latest news on live events, internet pay-per-views, and more. Or score yourself a classic CZW t-shirt from their online store. Support the ultraviolet underground. Go to czwrestling.com or follow Combat Zone on Twitter.
Hey man, when you need to look your finest, what do?
Well, I grab my favorite t-shirt, of course.
You know, I just knew you were gonna say that, and I was gonna ask, have you ever checked out T-Fury?
I think so. That's the website with the new t-shirt every day, right?
That's the one. At T-Fury.com, there's a brand new t-shirt design every day, and each one lasts for only 24 hours, then it's gone forever.
So it's tea today, gone tomorrow?
Exactly.
That's a lot of t-shirts. Where do they all come from?
Well, each design is submitted by a freelance artist, so no two are exactly alike. And the best part? All these tees feature nothing but nerd references. Whether it's movies, TV shows, video games, cartoons, comics, or culture, they're all awesome. And get this, each tee is just 11 bucks.
Dude, it looks like I need to update my wardrobe. What's that website again?
Just use tinyurl.com/MLRTees. That's tinyurl.com/MLRTEES. Each limited edition tee lasts for only 24 hours, so get over there before time runs out.
Check out today's T-Fury design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTees.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
What's up, guys? It's Espo from Tattoos and Touchdowns. Next week, September 1st, we're going to have Jeff Capellini, WFAN and CBS columnist and editor on the show. That's 10 a.m. exclusively on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Have questions? Have answers? Want to complain? Make fun of Kenny? Just want your opinion heard? Call the Conti and Kenny Show. 330-2-CRINGE. That's 330-227-4643.
High Society Radio is now part of MoreLikeRadio.com.
Who's all part of the More Like Radio cavalcade of stars? Who are you joining there?
Oh, well, Hippo Juice, they're the soul behind More Right. Like Radio. And we're jumping on there. High Society Radio, that is.
What other kind of shows are over there, though?
Oh, there's plenty. There's just a roster that's ridiculous. There's 360 on 420. Mm-hmm. There's a gentleman show. There's Ain't Social Gamer Radio. There's the Red Show. There's Daytime Divas.
Okay, so you're not out there by yourself in the cold anymore.
No.
You're fucking with...
a family.
Yeah, a real family. A family of gangsters.
Take the edge off. MoreLikeRadio.com. It's like rap music you can understand.
Damn, it feels good to be a gangster.
It's just so easy to manipulate young kids.
Yeah. The Conti and Kenny Show.
All right, we're back. It's the Conti and Kenny Show.
Live.
MoreLikeRadio.com. Kenny's here.
Uh-huh.
Frank is no longer here. He's gone. But he'll be back later. The phone number is 330-2-CRINGE. That's 330-227-4643. And if you want to join the chat room, it's MoreLikeRadio.com/live. Holly will be calling in probably around 8:30 from the It's All About Me podcast. You should definitely do their podcast, dude. It's on Saturdays, and you call in Skype. That's how they do it, and it's noon to like 2 or 3.
That's awful.
That's right awful for you.
It's on a Saturday.
Saturday, yeah. That's right. That's inhumane for you to think that.
Who lives like that? Who lives like that? He's exactly right.
Jesus.
No, that's not too bad if you can Skype in.
Yeah, right? Well, that's all they do because she's in Seattle and Rorschach is in Alabama.
Oh, okay.
So that's the only possible way of those two doing their show
together. That's better.
Right?
Get up, have a little breakfast.
Yeah. You know?
A little coffee and Kahlua.
Coffee and Kahlua. Wow. I never thought of that.
No, it's good.
Yeah.
Absolutely. A little snort in the morning.
A little snort. Snort. What are you snorting? Kahlua. Because I've always heard Kahlua, you know, Kahlua and milk.
Yeah, it's same thing, coffee.
Kahlua and coffee, yeah. It must be the same coffee thing.
Coffee and Baileys, little Baileys in there. Get a little hum in the morning.
Get a little hum in the morning.
Yeah, Andy Hayward used to say that all the time.
Oh, to get a little buzzola?
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
You wake up, you have a little snort of some vodka, go to work, a little hum.
Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah, he's now in 4 years recovered sober.
Because he was getting hums in the morning.
He was like to go to work with a little hum.
A little hum.
Yeah.
We went to Jose Tejas last night for dinner just to grab something to eat. Mm. And they had sangria there. And Beverly had like a sangria, and I tasted it. It was really good.
Sangria is dangerous.
Yeah, usually sangria tastes a little bit too much like wine. And let me tell you something. Wine is awful. Wine is disgusting.
You got to be in a mood for you.
It just tastes like you dipped grapes in shit, and then you just squeeze it into a bottle. It's disgusting.
Yeah, you have to have a certain palate for wine. You know what I mean?
That's sangria.
It's dangerous, man. Because
I'm a Bartles and James guy myself.
Osti Spumante.
Dude, I used to drink wine coolers in high school because I never liked beer.
Yeah.
So I was this pansy. But we were at a party, and I'd fucking walk in with like Bartles and James or Seagram's, and girls would be like, oh, they want to hang out with me. Not to do anything with me, but because the girlies drink that.
I used to do that with cocaine. It's like, what I got, sweetie.
Yeah, yeah, that was a little different. Girls are like, oh, yay, you know, he's got wine coolers. And, you know, girls are like, holy shit, he's got coke. Who
hanging out with this guy?
Yeah, who's willing to blow this guy for all of us, you know? It's like trying to get into a Pink Floyd show, you know? You're just, like, it's a completely different animal. But that sangria was delicious.
In the summertime, when it's you're at a barbecue or something like mm-hmm. that, you slug good 3 or 4 glasses of that stuff.
And it hits you hard?
Because it's not, you're not just using wine. You've got a little bit of triple sec in there. You got a little bit of
some
brandy. Yeah, there's different ways to make it. Mm-hmm. My sangria has right. all that other shit.
Like what?
Brandy, a little triple sec.
And what is triple sec?
It's just like a sweet liqueur.
It is a liquor, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Then you got your fruits. Always got to have your fruits.
Yeah, well, that's when they, I saw they, it first. They, when
they
I was
liven
in Italy.
Up a barbecue.
Yeah, but you then had you extra go, fruits in the drink.
Just, man,
in Italy.
Yeah,
oh, they liven up the barbecue. Yes. They get good music playing.
Yeah, they dance. Life's at a party. You got to bring some fruits to the barbecue. And then you get your you know, your oranges and stuff and watermelon and put that in the sangria. And the fruits love it. They sop that shit up. Put a little fancy fruity glasses.
You think so?
Oh, I have to love it.
Going to leave. Who's got the sangria?
Sangria time.
Hey, I want 2 veggie burgers and a sangria to go. Who said fruits? I got a bunch of fruit here. Who's here? Hello? Knock, knock. Who's there? Fruity pie.
Yeah, two glasses of sangria in. He's like, I want sausage. And then I'm going to eat.
Here, boys.
Oh, boy.
But
you throw a little fruit in there, mm-hmm. and I finish it off with like a Sprite Zero or a regular Sprite.
Oh, okay.
It gives a little fizzy, a little fizz.
Wow, that actually sounds delicious.
It's great, but
yeah, if you're sitting down and then when you get up,
yeah.
you go right back down.
Yeah, if you make it right. Sometimes they water it down with too much other shit. You know,
oh, like if you're at a bar or something, they probably make.
Yeah. They make it real fast. They just put red wine, Sprite, and you know it's not. You gotta make it good. You gotta let it sit there.
You gotta get the captain to make it.
Exactly.
The captain will make a
exactly.
good one.
You make it in a cooler. You put the ice in it, and you let it sit there for about 2 or 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
And then now no,
two or three days.
But the fruit ferments. Then you're walking around the backyard like a drunken.
Yeah, you gotta get your DNA off of the.
Like a raccoon who just ate rotten apples. And they're all drunk. You ever see them? They don't know if they have rabies or something.
No.
Yeah, like the apples from the tree. You'll right? see raccoons in the air. And you know they're drunk because it's the afternoon. So they're either drunk or have rabies.
Wait a minute. How are raccoons drunk?
The rotten the fruit on the ground ferments.
And it gets them drunk?
Yeah, because it turns into the same thing with bees and birds. You ever see a drunk bird?
You're asking me, the guy who hates birds. At least if they were drunk, I'd have a chance.
I haven't seen a drunk bird, but yeah, drunk raccoons, drunk animals. They'll chow on the fermented fruit that's laying on the ground, an apple tree or something like that.
Right.
And they chew on that, and the apples are already fermenting, which turned the sugars into alcohol. And you know how much?
I can't imagine seeing a drunk raccoon.
Yeah.
Does he take his mask off?
He's just sitting in the mirror trying to wipe it off. It's not coming off. He's like, I can't get my mask off.
Looks like a drunk baseball player from like 1978.
Or Joe Fernandez.
That's not very nice.
Not nice at all. No,
that's not joking. Very nice. But very, very.
Joe Fernandez doesn't even have that anymore.
What?
Remember he had the darkness under his eyes years ago? You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's because he wears a baseball cap. You can't tell.
He's right as rain now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Well, good for him. Good for him.
Right. What you call it? Yeah, no. All kinds of animals eat the fermented fruit.
I've never...
Yeah.
Never knew that.
Let's see if we can pull
some. So if I could get some... Are there, like, videos of drunken raccoons? That would be hilarious. I need to stop that. For, like, the last week... I've been saying hilarious way too many times.
Hilarious?
Yeah, I gotta stop. I'm like, no, it's not hilarious. All right, so there's this squirrel there.
That's a drunk raccoon.
And he's just sitting. He's not moving.
Here, Drunken Squirrel had too many fermented pumpkins.
We came home to a squirrel eating our pumpkins. They were fermented. The squirrel was drunk. All right, he's climbing up the tree. He's climbing up the tree, but he's then he lets go, and he goes down like a slinky going right down the friggin' tree. That's hilarious. I'm not saying it. That's quite funny.
It's quite amusing.
Quite amusing. Oh, you got to go on YouTube and put Drunk Squirrel Had Too Many Fermented Pumpkins. Dude, he's passed out. I've never seen a squirrel not move like that unless they're dead. And he is desperately wants to get up that tree, but it's the drunk
part when your momentum is going backwards, but you're still trying to go forward, so you're almost grabbing at air.
Backwards. That's great.
Yeah, there's a bunch of these.
I never knew that.
Yeah, they eat the fermented fruit and see ya.
Wow,
this would be a perfect time to rape them. He wouldn't even know what hit him. It's like my little squirrel butt hurts.
Thanks, Western Echo. And he's like, that's hilarious. Oh, sorry. Hilarious. I know. I've been saying hilarious way too much, Western Echo.
He's spinning.
This is great. He's just spinning around in a circle. He is loaded.
Yeah, see what happens. See, as I was saying, he's spinning. His head is going back and forth.
Right.
Because his eyes are going.
So maybe that's why I've plowed into so many of these squirrels in my car. Like, they just sit on the side of the road and they're bombed up and they don't know whether they want to fucking kill themselves.
Squirrel beers.
Yeah. They're like the ones from. Kenny goes from squirrels to rape in 0.3 nanoseconds. And he hashtags it shocker. Wow. All right. We got a new bit on the show, and without me over-explaining it, it'll just...
The Conti and Kenny Show now presents the Twitter account of the week.
All right. There is no more appropriate Twitter account than Rich Carucci's for the first Twitter account of the week. Dude, Carucci, you don't really go on Twitter.
But you see some
of his posts on Facebook.
Yeah.
Carucci is a wreck, a disaster. It goes from everything. It's like, I mean, I could, my favorite tweet from him was, I mean, he goes so many of them. It was his anniversary. And he said, hey, it's my wedding anniversary. My wife wants a divorce. I'm glad because I really didn't know what to get her. I mean, he is just...
I think I saw a couple of
them. He's a mess. I mean, I don't even understand it. John Wilkes Booth had a brother. He was a much nicer guy. Like, and it doesn't make any sense, but it's so funny. Oh, just... He's just a,
I like that. I fucking like that one.
Before I got into comedy, I would see people I actually knew on Cops. Now I see people I actually know on Law & Order. Because of Cop, you know, because he's a comic. But he is just so goddamn funny, man. I guess Ariel Castro was at the end of his rope. I mean, that's kind of funny. You know, he hung himself, right? I'm not going to sit there and read all of his tweets, but you definitely, he is one to follow. And it's at Rich Carucci, RichCarucci. Follow him on Twitter. He's a wreck. He's a wreck to begin with.
In normal life.
Yeah. Like, Carucci's the only guy that I think he's like funny, right? And then he's almost the exact same funny on stage. But it's not like he's doing his material to you. You know when a guy's like doing, you know, he's like, hey, so, what's going on, guys? We're talking about something. He's like, yeah, so I was hanging out with this chick the other night and blah, 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 blah. And you're like, oh, that's hilarious. And then he goes on stage and he does the same exact thing.
Right.
But Carucci is the same exact person.
Grucci will matter of factly tell you a story that you think is completely made up. Like how he almost got arrested for terrorism because he hijacked a bus on Halloween.
On Halloween, as he was dressed up like a pirate.
And he was high on drugs.
He was high on drugs. So what happened was, it was the last bus out of New York, and there was no more seats. So he took his tinfoil sword and threatened the bus driver and said, "You better let me on this bus." And he didn't get arrested, but it was close. The cops came, the port authority.
But when he tells you the story, it was just like, yeah, I hijacked a bus. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, matter of fact.
No, the best was, he's telling us a story about him and Carucci used to, he used to drink a lot more than he does now. I'll just say that.
Sure.
And he got really bombed up and he got pulled over. Long story short, the cops knew his cousin. So they said, "Look, we're going to give you a break, but you're not driving." So they literally drove him home. So he gets a ride home, and there's the squad car, the lights going, and his wife, of course, gets woken up from all the commotion, and he walks upstairs. And she's like, "What the hell happened?" He goes, "Oh, whatever." He told the story. She's like, "You're a crazy person." She goes, "You know what? You can't do this. We cannot afford a DUI. He goes, "Well, you better start saving because it's coming." And we were dying laughing, and he's telling the story. 10 minutes later, he was like, "Fuck it, I'll just do it on stage." He went up on stage and told the story, and it was hilarious.
There was one time that he was drunk. It was just, what's the matter?
I said hilarious.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Ring the bell every time I say hilarious.
He had a little Datsun or something like that, and it was snowing out, and he was bombed up, and he doesn't know how it happened, but there was a house on the corner, and the driveway was at a down angle. You know what I mean? Like, the garage is almost in a basement.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And on the side of the garage is a walkway, you know, with the brick retaining wall, where because the grass is like head level, and you walk up the steps to the back door.
Okay.
So you got the picture.
Yep.
He doesn't know how it happened.
Of course he
does.
But
somehow he wedged the car in between the concrete where the walkway is, sideways. Car was sideways in this stranger's driveway, in the stranger's house. He pops open the hatch like he's getting out of a tank, out of the passenger side.
Like Dave Dukakis?
Gets out of the car, right? And about 40 minutes later, the cops bang on his door. And he's down in the basement, completely, totally naked. Feet are soaking wet, passed out drunk. And the reason they found him was they followed his footprints from the car to his sister's basement.
Oh, Carucci's a mess. A great, great Twitter account, because it's just him. It's just him blurting out nonsense.
Yeah.
And he's just really funny. So it's Rich Carucci, CARUCCI. That is our Twitter account of the week.
The Conti and Kenny Show now presents the Twitter account of the week.
And do you recognize the song?
Yeah, Follow Me.
See what I did there?
This is a big one.
See what I did there?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
See, I did that? Follow Me?
I was going to mention that in the beginning.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It was subtle. It was just like, I'm not going to do,
DJ Joe House Days.
DJ Jivvy. My friend used to call me Jivvy Joe.
Why? Because he jivvy-jivvied with
you? Yeah. No, he wasn't. Records? He bust my balls because I was DJing. He was like, "Jivvy Joe."
Oh.
Yeah. And he was
cute.
Yeah, he was from New York, so he used to make fun of me for being a white boy from Jersey with long hair DJing disco dance, whatever the fuck music it is. So, what was the thing? Hey, question for you. I don't know if you know this. You know when you're driving and if somebody and you there's a car coming towards you and they turn their lights on and off?
Sure.
To let you know that there's a cop giving.
Right, and then the old wives' tale that they were gang gonna beat you up.
No. If their
lights are off and you flash them.
If you flash them tell them that their lights are off, then they turn around and follow you and kill you and then throw your sneakers over the telephone wire or something. I don't know. Just nonsense. But is that illegal? I've always wondered that. If anybody in the chat knows this, is it legal Or is it
illegal? It probably is illegal. Illegal use of the electronics or something? Illegal use of lights?
Illegal use of, like a improper lane check?
Yeah,
improper
use of...
Of your headlights?
Headlights.
Or is it illegal because you're getting in, you're warning people about a policeman? I was very curious about this. And I should have waited for Mike to be here when I asked.
Could have told us in 2 minutes. Now we're going to spend 15 minutes on wondering if it is.
No, I'm not going to do it. I'm just an idiot. I'm sorry. I apologize.
I guess it would be.
Would be?
Illegal operation of a vehicle or something. Right.
Well, I thought it'd be a little more specific because what you're doing is you're intruding or you're...
Impeding
on the work of a police officer? Wait, look at us trying to sound professional.
Yeah.
We're doing something to fuck shit up, right? Like, fuck shit up for the cops.
It's funny when you glaze over to the screen, you just...
Yeah, sorry. But yeah...
It's either the screen or your phone, and you just tail away.
Western Echo in the chat. The legality of headlight flashing varies by jurisdiction. Some municipalities interpret this as aggressive driving. Aggressive driving?
Did he come up with that himself? It sounds pretty legit.
I think it sounds hilarious, actually. Hilarious. No, he said he's not kidding.
No, it sounds right.
So, aggressive driving.
Wikipedia. Ding. Headlight flashing.
Oh, that's what we could have done. We could have just clicked on Wikipedia.
Yeah.
And done that.
Yeah.
That would have probably been...
Yeah.
Probably an easier thing to do.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
The captain has... you all right?
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah.
I was just see what I did. I asked if you were right, and you were supposed to say yeah.
Again. Yeah. Okay. Like that. Right? Yeah. Sorry. No, I'm just going to keep going. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Real quick, I want to do this audio. It's a video. It's you know how it's an outdoor wedding, and the video is the bride coming up. And there's a guy, like, right in front. I guess he's at the wedding, and he's there with, like a little kid, like an 8-year-old kid. And this is the bride's music as she comes up to the wedding.
Anyone, before you play that, anybody who does one of those stupid fucking entrance dances at your wedding, I hope the whole reception has Syrian riot control gas.
Thank you. That's exactly what she did.
Is it? Okay.
But not only did she have her dance, but she had to sing.
Everybody be wacky. Listen to she this. Had to sing too.
You can watch her.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't see. I'm too sure. Woo!
Woo! Woo! Take me down. You got a lovely face. Coming to your place. Now you gotta bring me out. Scream so loud. Get fucking late. You want me to stay. But I gotta make a way. Hey, you're a crazy bitch, but you fuck so good. I'm on top of it when I drink.
So she's doing her fucking sexy dance, taking her stupid time with this shitty fucking song anyway. But it's like, you know what? It's your fucking day anyway. You gotta make it more about you, you fucking twat. Look at her. Oh. Don't you realize that people don't even want to be there? It's money they don't even want to spend? You're going to be divorced with this jerk off in 2 fucking months anyway.
Kissing in my rocks, or just to get you face to face. Hey, you're crazy, bitch, but you fuck so good, I'm on top of it when I dream.
And look at her boy, and her husband is sitting there dancing. It's like you realize you are dealing with a fuck. You really are dealing with a bitch. Yay! He's got a white dude. He's got like the fucking, looks like a...
They want it to be memorable.
Just stop it already.
It really is. It embarrasses me. It embarrasses me for them. Dude, I feel embarrassed.
Did you see the guy with his kid? He's like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah, holding his kid's ears. Earmuffs.
Like, I don't care about that. I mean, the kid's 8 or 9. I'm sure I've heard it, but it's just like, really? Like, it's your day. Everything is revolved around you. All right? It's the bride. Even the groom. It's not even about him. We all know that. The wedding day, it's always about her. The center of attention. Everything is revolved around her, but it's not enough. You have to make your entrance because you apparently took a singing lesson when you were 11. All right?
Was that her singing?
That was her singing.
She's doing all sexy dancing.
Oh, the fucking long-winded sexy dance. To get up there. It's like nobody cares.
You know what? And for people that she has vibrato while singing Crazy Bitch Scrambler. That's that. She did have that.
Oh, yeah, terrible.
Sing like Somewhere Over the Rainbow or something sweet.
Western Echo says, I'm not generally pro beheading, but this audio made me reconsider.
I was just about to say something like that. Yeah, that
it's the absolute worst. Like, look, you know that women on their wedding day, they're disasters and they're nervous, but then they're soaking it in. It's their day, and I get that, and I'm fine with that. You know, it's like all the attention. You ever go to a wedding and you're friends with the groom and you don't really know the bride too well, and just to even say hello or you can't. They're all over the place.
Right.
It's her day. It's very, and it, you know, it's like, and that's the reception. It's like, really? You had to make a spectacle of yourself because everything else wasn't enough for you. And this is coming from an egomaniac who all the attention has to be about him.
There's just no reason for it. There really is just no reason.
None.
For it.
Scrambler in the chat said, "Did she scream? I like the way you fuck me," and at the end, drop the mic like a badass because a mic drop might be redemptive. It's so pathetic, dude.
Here, if you go to wedding floor collapses, this is what I wish every one of those weddings.
Oh, was this the Jewish one?
Yeah.
This is the one in Israel?
Uh huh. Where it just looks wow. like just somebody just opened a drain.
yeah, at Western Echo. Yeah, I'm sure she didn't have a couple drinks. But you realize that this was their plan. Like, this was planned out. Like, she knew that this is what she was going to do.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it was the big idea, the big thing.
I wish that
backyard opened up into a sinkhole. The big septic tank.
Yeah, like all of a sudden, like things come out and yeah, grab the only Kevin two people, Bacon's boot.
The only two people that I would save is that guy and his son. Everybody yeah. else can fucking suck one.
Yeah.
Oh, there it went.
Did a lot of people die from that?
Yeah, 30 people.
Really?
Yeah, I think 30-something. But if you see it, it's just all of a sudden, you see it buckle. Boosh.
That's how far did they fall?
I think 3 stories.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Did all the people that were there all perish, or was it just, you know, scattered?
No, I think, yeah, a lot of injuries.
Yeah. Like, that would have been, like, at her during her thing, that would have been the perfect place for them.
Oh, I can't see. I'm too woo! Woo!
Woo! Bring me down.
Oh, trust me.
Coming to your place. Now you gotta bring me out.
Oh. Fuck you!
So loud. Get fucking late.
Stop.
Fuck you.
You want me to stay?
Fuck all of you.
Now
fuck you.
Gotta make a way.
Oh, fuck you.
Hey, you're crazy.
Fuck the lot of you. Fuck you all.
Get in the ass.
Get in the ass. Get in the ass.
You're crazy, bitch. Lock
the doodle doo. Any faggots here?
Yeah! Pulsa! 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 Gosa! Gosa!
It's so typical of women. When you weren't looking for it, when you didn't care, they swarmed all over you. But need it just a little, and they smell your desperation a mile away.
I want to win money!
this broad's annoying. That's good. Fuck you, fucking douche. That would have been great if the fucking earth just opened up right there. Just swallowed them right up.
Oh, you got to accept Holly's Skype.
Oh, shit. I don't know. Oh, let me see. Video message share. What? Let me see. Except to call out. Tell her to try to call again. Tell her to try.
She can hear you.
Oh, she's listening. All right. Yeah. Tell her. Try, tell, tell her. I said, meet me at the candy shop. Let me see. Let me just.
The won't accept my request. They won't accept my request.
Why won't they accept their request?
We will. We totally will. We're trying. Yeah, Scrambler. I think it was either in a trailer park or in between two barns.
Oh, here it is. Add to contacts. Okay.
You know what? It's kind of a
now she could try it.
It's kind of shitty that you have a wedding in the same place your dog shits. You know what I mean? Like, you have to go around with a pooper scooper. It's a real, wonderful
day. It was
very
apropos.
I would go to Justice of the Peace before I would have a wedding in my backyard.
Hello.
Hey, it's Holly.
What's up, Holly? How are you?
Thank you for gracing me with your presence.
I don't know anything about it. I didn't know that it didn't,
I know.
We had to do a fancy thing for you to call. Sorry.
I had Syrian rebels trying to get me to add them to my Skype on Saturday's show.
Oh, really? Syrian rebels. Nice.
I don't know what they were, but you know, Radio Fubar, where I have my show, it's all about me on Saturdays.
Way to fit that in.
Mr. Producer's radio station, not the station itself, but the website, got hacked by the Syrian Electronic Army last week.
The Syrian Electronic Army?
Yeah, yes, and it was crazy. They sent him this message. It had a picture of El Assad on it, and it was crazy. And I read it on the show. I can't remember what it said. It said all this crazy shit about, you know, fuck you and fuck America.
Jeez.
And then if you went to the website, it was Sabrang Radio, and it was all these Indian dudes in turbans and the Hindi music hour and all this shit.
Sabrang.
I know.
Sabrang.
So, yeah. So we were talking about it Saturday at the beginning of our show, and all of a sudden some Zafar Aribi or somebody was trying to get me to add him on Skype. I was like, oh, hell no.
Yeah, I don't know. You could be convicted for something.
Well, the Syrian Electronic Army, what's he going to behead? A doll? You know, he's got like a Kermit the Frog puppet or something. He's going to behead the Syrian Electronic Army.
I know, really. What's that all about, Holly?
We're a bunch of guys.
This is my partner, Kenny Michaels, of course. Who I do the show with. Holly does the It's All About Me podcast.
Of course, yes. We've been speaking of it.
Okay, good. Just so you are filled in on who Holly is.
Hi, and, Kenny.
How you doing, sweetheart? Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Holly is... Tell Kenny and our audience a little bit about your show and how it got started.
My show is about Twitter, basically. And it started... It's mostly O&A and Ron and Fez people, so it's not like a huge show where there's a bazillion people that listen to it. It's mostly all people that know each other from Twitter, but we've been branching out and introducing people to a lot of other people on Twitter that have the same type of likes. We invite them to the show. We kind of do an interview, but it's not so much an interview. It's more like just a bullshit session, and then we have people send in questions that they want to ask our guests, and then we have a It's Just Twitter segment where we talk about all the drama that happened on Twitter that week and anybody that's anything exciting that was happening. So that's about it.
And there's a lot of drama that goes on Twitter, that's for sure.
Believe it. It's unbelievable. We have so much material. I don't have to do anything because by Friday, I have so much material. Me and Rorschach, my co-host, Rorschach, that Joe loves.
Andy.
We have so much shit, we never even get to all of it.
Andy's like a really nice guy, and he's like borderline retarded, but it's hilarious. He's such a good dude, and he's funny because he just, I don't know, I can't explain it. Like, he'll do something funny and then just laugh like at himself. Like, it's just really, he's very likable, and he sings terribly, and he makes these songs about Twitter, and they're terrible, but they're catchy. I've never heard a song that is terrible but catchy at the same time. But that's what he does.
You didn't hear Crazy Bitch that we were just playing?
Oh, God, just awful. Yeah. Did you hear that, Holly?
Yes, that's terrible. And the best part is how she was, you know, saying that she fucks so good in front of the children.
Yeah. Now, Holly can sing. Holly used to be in a band, and she's like, I don't know, like a rock voice. So, I mean, that must even annoy you even more that this vibrato is just sitting there and making a spectacle out of herself at her own stupid wedding.
Now, Holly, you being a singer, would you ever be convinced to do an entrance? Are you married?
No, And I would never do an entrance. I don't like to draw that much attention to myself. It's bad enough. I mean, it's bad enough when people ask me to sing stuff. I like to sing on my show, though, but it's just singing for fun. Like, right. I was singing the Fox song this weekend. That was the big thing.
But I was hearing you you were singing the, I forget what it was. It was a Journey song, or I forgot what they...
Boston Carry On Wayward
Son. Oh, yeah, Carry On Wayward Son. But she can really sing. So, you know, so she just started belting out some tune and blows this twat away, you know? It just annoying.
I wish I could blow that twat away.
Oh, just
I bet she does a great job at the local watering hole karaoke.
Oh, God. And I'm guaranteed after they got back from their honeymoon from, like, you know, I don't know, Cleveland or wherever they went for their honeymoon, and probably the talk of... The talk
Cleveland.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, they went to go see the Hall of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Maybe, you know, find one of her relatives. And then when she got back, it was probably the big thing. Like, oh, wait till you see the video. Oh, it was such a great wedding. I sang all the way up the driveway. I mean, it was a driveway basically.
They had,
you know,
they had the ceremony under like the flowering like mulberry tree.
Exactly.
Where father's 74 Buick sat for 18 years.
It was the dead end where Denzel Washington lived in Training Day. You know what I mean? It was like in like the hood somewhere. It was just, she was so pathetic, you know. But the big thing that I wanted to definitely have you talk about is the
benefit.
Yeah, the fundraiser you guys are putting together now. Was this your idea?
No. It was Bob Levy's idea.
Okay, then we're going to hang up with you and give a call to Bob Levy, all right? Take care. I'm just kidding.
No. Well, it was kind of a
I'm just kidding.
Blah, blah, blah. We...
How come you sound terrible?
Why do I sound terrible?
Yeah, it's like usually the Skype sounds really good.
And I sound horrible?
You sound like overmodulated.
A little bit of vibrato.
Sing a Crazy Bitch. Let's see how it sounds.
Let me try this. I don't know. I had to turn up my mic on Saturday because people were saying they didn't hear me, so I'll turn it down.
Yeah, turn it down, and then I'll adjust on this side.
Okay. I don't know what was going on. All right.
That sounds better, yeah.
Much better.
Good. I don't know why people were telling... I think that people just couldn't hear me because I'm thinking... I haven't ever touched anything.
Mm.
Nothing should be changing.
Well, it was nice. Thanks for calling.
No wonder you're not married.
No. So tell us about the fundraiser, which is going on October 19th, which I'm so proud to be part of, by the way.
I can't wait to see you. I'm so excited.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
It is. It's going to be a blast. It's going to be... Well, our friend Narc Zito, his real name is Will Lewis. He lives in Houston. He's a Ron and Fez fan, and we have a very tight community of fans, Ron and Fez people, that once Twitter became a thing and everybody got out of the message boards, a lot of people came together and became friends. And, you know, if you listen to Ron and Fez, there's a lot of people that get mentioned on the show on a daily basis or fairly regularly that call in. So we all chat together on Twitter during the shows. And this has been going on for like 4 years now. So we've all gotten to be real tight, close friends. And it's spread out into more like radio and radio FUBAR and all that stuff, because everybody seems to have that same common denominator. So the circle just keeps getting wider and wider. Narc Zito was one of these people. He came up with the name from Mark Zito. And I don't know if you listen to Ron and Fez. Mark Zito was always battling with Fez and getting in these fights with him. And they started calling him the Narc and saying that he was going back to Rob Cross and reporting all this bullshit.
Yeah, so, yeah. He's the one that had the fight with Troy Kwan on ONA too, right?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So he started a Twitter of Narc Zito, and he would just bash, you know, him and this and that and the other thing, and he'd get mentioned on air. So we all became friends, and it just, you know, one day he said that he was going into the hospital. We're like, what? What happened? He had been having severe headaches for about 9 months. His wife just had a new baby. He was under a lot of stress. He chalked it off to just stress. Finally, his wife was like, you really have to go get that checked out. This is getting out of hand. And he went to the doctor. They did some kind of a head scan on him. And the next day, the doctor called him and said, you have to come to the hospital. And within 2 days, they were cracking his skull open and removing a brain tumor.
Oof.
Yeah, it happened so fast, like boom, boom, boom. He's only 33 years old. He has a 8-month-old baby and a 4.5-year-old daughter. The cancer was stage 4, so that's not good. The doctor got 90% out. However, he's getting treatment. He's getting the chemotherapy and the radiation, but that still isn't, it's not curable. So,
definitely not. Like, it's
no, it's something that you can't kill. It just will. You can stunt the growth by the chemo and the radiation, but it's something that it will always grow back if you don't. You know, he's getting radiation 5 days a week, and he's getting chemotherapy, but it's in the pill form.
Okay.
And his wife emailed me and said, even though he has health insurance, when she went to the pharmacy to pick up these chemo pills, it was $3,500. And they had no idea. And they're like, what the hell is my freaking health insurance paying for? You know?
Yeah, it's crazy.
So it's insane. And they're just freaking out. The doctor says, well, you know, the life expectancy for this type of a tumor is 18 months. They're hoping that that's not the case with him, since he is younger than the normal age range for these types of things. Is
right.
Men over 50 or very young children. So the fact that he's 33 and this is happening is really strange. But it's, you know, it's not a good situation. And, you know, his wife and kids, they don't have any life insurance. They're 33 years old. They never thought that they needed life insurance.
Of course, yeah. You're just like, I'm just getting started.
Yeah. So they're real concerned. And with the medical bills piling in, they're worried because, you know, what happens, God forbid, if his wife gets left with all this shit afterwards, after all is said and done. You know, she's going to be the one with these two little babies that has to deal with it. So we've said we got to do something. And Bob Levy reached out to me, and he liked Narc a lot on Twitter. They went back and forth, and Narc was a funny guy. Well, he is a funny guy, but he left Twitter since, because obviously he has more important things to worry about.
Yeah, yeah. You can't be doing, you know, at mentions, you know, chemo, you know, hashtag chemo, hashtag baldy. You know, he's got shit to do. You know what I mean?
Exactly. He's just not in the mood, obviously.
Right.
So Bob Levy reached out to me and said, hey, what's going on with him? And we were talking one night, and he's like, why don't we just put together a benefit? And I'm like, well, I'll see what his family says, because they hadn't mentioned anything to me. Well, the next day, it was so weird that he sent me an email and said, told me what was going on. And I was like, wow, what a coincidence. And I emailed him back, and I said, well, Bob Levy just called me yesterday. We were talking, and what do you think about this? So we just went from there.
Yeah, so now you got it's Bob, Otto and George, Big J Okerson. It's at the, and Kenny has a question for you.
I know, and I heard Jean's on the radio when I was driving. Go ahead.
About the bitter end.
Yes, and I know it's horrible, but believe me, I know, and it is. And you know what else? just to throw this in there, me and Rorschach, we tried to do a promo to send out to everybody to play on their shows.
Right.
And it went horribly. It took us an hour, and all we did was sat there and I laughed like freaking idiot mental patients.
Right.
And then we finally got it done, and I sent it to J.J. Stoner, and I was like, J.J., this sounds like shit. I don't know what I did wrong. Is there any way you could fix it? And he didn't like the song choice that I had. He's like, I'm just going to change the song. Do you care? I'm like, I don't give a shit. If you can work miracles and make this sound better, then I'll be happy. So he played it on his show last night, and he used Cemetery Gates.
By Pantera. Very cool.
That's, but I'm like, really?
I know, really?
We're having this thing at the fucking bitter end, and now for the promo, for the benefit, you're going to use Cemetery Gates.
How about play High Hopes by Pink Floyd, or, you know...
Sinatra. That's High Hopes. We've got High Hopes. And just give the street address, like 1827th West 47th, whatever. Let them figure it out on their own.
Yeah, exactly. It's just... but you know what? In this group, it fits perfectly, yeah, because it's all about having a really dark, twisted sense of humor.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So the bitter end came to be because there's four of us. Besides Bob Levy, there's four other of us. Me, Liz Setzfire, Shrek of Love, and Foggy Otis. We're all working on this. And Foggy is a musician, and he's done a ton of different benefits. So he's just like giving us the orders, and we're just doing whatever he says. We tried to get, there was a couple of different places that we tried to get, and either because of lawyer problems or tax problems and this and that and the other thing, it just never panned out. So Foggy was like, look, I know the owner at the bitter end. Let me give him a call and see what he can do for me. And he's like, oh, hell yeah, I'll let you do it. And because we couldn't get a Saturday, that was the problem. We don't want it on a Sunday because of football.
Yeah.
And a lot of people were coming in from out of town. And, you know, during the week, nobody wants to go downtown during the week. And we knew it wouldn't be able to be at night just because they have their own shit going on at night.
Of course.
We're like, you know, an afternoon, a Saturday afternoon is totally fine. So he was like, yeah, Saturday afternoon is totally cool. You can do whatever the fuck you want. No nudity. That's all that we say. No nudity.
Oh, buzzkill.
Oh, Bob can't show his cock, I guess.
So I guess we'll have to do the white T-shirt contest then. I don't know.
Okay, very cool. People are really excited about this. They're really looking forward to it. And I know Bob is trying to get one other person. And I keep forgetting to call him and ask him who it is in confidence.
He won't even tell me.
Yeah, I never even asked him. I know he would tell me. I just forgot to call him and ask him. But still, I mean, what a lineup. Bob, Otto and George, Big Jay Oakerson. And then what, Foggy Otis is going to play music, right? He's going to
play some at the beginning, like when everybody's coming in and getting seated and all that bullshit. Yeah. He's going to play. He's really good.
He's just going to play the Darth Vader theme.
I'm sure he knows it.
Might as well keep it.
I know. Why don't you? What's that Mozart song that you always...
Moonlight Sonata.
Yeah, just play Moonlight Sonata. You know,
no, that'd be
the most depressing, just the most depressing, somber type of music you could ever think of.
But do it playing on a kazoo. Lighten it up.
He plays the ukulele. So.
Beautiful.
Oh, God.
It'll have like a little...
Was he going to channel the Mandrell sisters?
No, it's awesome. His music is so cool. It makes me feel like I need to be on the beach sipping a drink with a big foo-foo umbrella in it.
Well, he did the show, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard him when he was on your show, when he did some music on the show, and I thought it was good.
You can't play anything menacing or depressing on a ukulele. It's just
no,
not possible.
I know, it's not.
It's just not possible. The only thing menacing is if you smashed it at the end of Somewhere Over the Rainbow. That would be the only way. It'd be threatening.
In the chat room, they have the link for the benefit. So it's October 19th. It's a Saturday at the bitter end, and it's in the afternoon, right? Like 2 o'clock.
Yeah, 2 to 5. And then we're sure there'll be an after party somewhere. It's going to be the largest tweet up ever.
What's that mean, tweet up?
That means a meetup for Twitter people.
Tweet up, isn't that cute?
A tweet up. That's adorable.
I never heard that before.
So we're going to get name tags because nobody knows anybody's real names. They only know their Twitter names.
Oh, okay.
So we got to get name tags, and it's going to have an @ symbol on it so you can put your Twitter name because nobody will know who the fuck anybody
That's
is.
That's great. And I love the logo. Kenny, check out the logo. It's the Breaking Bad thing. And it's got the cancer sucks, and that's the guy, which is I know you don't know Breaking Bad, but you know the logo and everything. It's very cool.
And then he photoshopped Will's head onto Bryan.
Yeah, on Bryan Cranston's fucking pantless body.
I know, it's right?
Fucking awesome. That's
really cool. Yeah, get T-shirts with that on it too.
Oh, very cool. Yeah, it works out good for me because I have a show that night, but it's in Jersey, so I can do my thing and then. Probably around 5 or so, then take off, you know. But I could still, you know, because I'm like, you know, listen, I've worked with Bob and Otto. I mean, they're my friends, but to be on the same stage with those guys and Big Jay Oakerson is really cool, you know.
It is. It's going to be so cool. I can't wait to meet everybody.
Yeah, you'll definitely be able to tell the weak link on that show. You'll definitely be able to tell it very simply.
Yeah, you Bob's mean? Been having trouble lately. This really hasn't been hitting on all cylinders.
Well, you can buy tickets at tinyurl.com/NarkZito. That's the one that's on the poster. There's a poster that's in chat. But you can also find the poster and all the information on our Twitter account, which is Love4NarkZito. It's Love4NarkZito. And if you follow on Twitter, we tweet out all the information and the flyers there and the... Link is on the profile to take you to the page. And there's also a donate button on my website for the itsallaboutme.com. It's 4 E's. Yeah. It's all about me with 4 E's.
All right.
There's a PayPal donate button if you want to help out, but you can't come to the benefit. So that would be great.
Yeah, and I don't have an issue with your podcast name anymore because I'm not even doing my own little thing. But first of all, it should have been the It's All About You podcast. That's what you guys should have called it because you guys do make the show all about whoever their guest is, right? And then it has to be all about me with what? Fucking 6 E's, 2 exclamation points, and an asterisk.
Okay,
it's like it's impossible.
There's stuff behind that, okay? It's All About Me is from Twitter because everybody gets, when we have these drama fests, it's like, what the fuck? He has to make it all about himself. It's always, you know, and it's like, I hate these people. It's always about me, 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 me.
Right.
Okay. So that's where the name came from. And it's just Twitter is every time somebody gets into one of these Twitter wars and they are losing because they're getting the shit beat out of them because they said something stupid. It's just Twitter, man. It's just Twitter.
It's complete and utter high school nonsense.
Exactly.
Like I've always said, like when I used to be on like AOL years ago and I go into chat rooms, like if they were talking about stuff, I would just tell people my real name. I mean, I had my cute little screen name because I would never say anything in a chat room or in like Twitter or Facebook that I wouldn't say to somebody's face. But that's just me. That's because I'm Mr. I don't like confrontation and I like things to be nicey-nice. But there's this weird dynamic that comes out in this where you have this anonymity on the internet.
Well done.
Where people just... thank you. I learned that word a couple days ago. Where people can... I don't mind people being smart-ass. I don't mind when you're an extension of yourself. It's like, hey, you know what? It's me, but it's an exaggeration of me. I get it. You're like kind of playing up your character. But when you're like, you know, like a complete and utter scumbag online and you just torture people and fuck with people. But then in real life, you're like, what's going on? You're like, a little who would never, ever say anything to anybody, whether it's out of fear or you're just like, well, why would I do that? I'll get into trouble all the time or I'm always getting into fights. That's the shit that bugs me. Because it's like, you know, especially, I don't know.
Well, and they hide behind an avatar also, you know, and it's never a face. They don't use their face. That's why I always use my face and my real name. I mean, I don't use my last name.
Right. No, but listen, with girls, it's a different story. I understand girls keeping their anonymity. I truly do. There's a different type of a dynamic with a girl there's always that, hey, you know what, just in case some fucking psychopath wants to just, you know, rape me in an alleyway and beat me with a bat, you know, it's just, but if you're a guy, be a fucking man, you know, and I'm not even a tough guy by any means. It's just like, really, you're hiding behind a fucking screen name and being a tough guy?
Mm-hmm. It's fake avatar with just a picture of something.
It's a joke. Let's see that. See that? That's Holly. She uses her whatever picture.
Sure.
On
got an anime thing going happening there. I like it.
What is it?
Like a kind of an anime thing.
Does that mean boob shot?
No.
Oh.
I look like an anime character.
Yeah, like Japanese anime.
Lord, I never thought about that.
No, it's a complete compliment. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So I could be like a model for one of those anime snuggy pillows.
No, you could probably sell your panties in a
vending machine.
Yeah, at least.
Oh, we take a hurry, and then just yank it out. Holly, hurry.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Try.
Gotcha. We'll just let that just go.
So we got a good plug on Ron and Fez today too, which is awesome.
Very cool.
Yeah, I heard it. Yeah, I was listening.
I was so excited. So I hope that we would be so excited if they showed up, if Ron and Fez and them showed up. That would be awesome.
Well, didn't what's his name say that if Fez goes, they're going to put what's his name on stage?
Yes, Shelby.
Shelby. I want to know what that kid looks like.
I know, me too.
Who's Shelby?
He's so funny.
He's the comic deck dude that's on the show.
He's got the voice.
But he's got, he sounds like a little.
Funny. Yeah. He's funny. Is he
a little guy?
I've heard him
on the show.
I have no clue.
I have no idea. But he's hilarious. His internship ended like over a week ago, and he keeps coming back in every day. Ron just like totally took him under his wing and loves him.
Well, he's probably small enough to go under his wing. That's probably why, I'm assuming.
It's true.
Well, you got a pretty good plug on this show, too.
I know.
It ranks right up
there.
Yeah,
really? You're comparing this show to Ron and Fez, you jerk off?
Thank you guys for having me.
No, no problem, man. And everybody, there's one thing about Holly. Holly's a cool chick. You know, I've talked to her a couple times and all that. But everybody loves Holly's voice. Like,
I don't know why.
It's Bonerville. They were like, they just love it. They're just like, it's even in the chat before, they were just like, Holly's voice. Just even with your, because you have that home thing. That Pittsburgh, Philly, it really is a dick killer. That fucking home and hoagie. But it's not as bad as like Philly, Delaware, that. And it's not nearly as bad as the Boston accent.
Oh, hell no.
That is the worst accent on a chick. You know?
Yeah, I don't like that either.
And I hammer Marianne from Lust and Love constantly. Because she hides it so well when she does her shows. But once in a while, it's like, you know, it's like you can take the girl out of Boston, but you can't, you know, and it comes out where she's like, let me tell you fucking something. And it's just like, all right, just knock it off before every boner within earshot.
After a drink or two, my Pittsburgh starts coming out even worse.
It really comes out even worse. See, I don't know. I just hear that Philly thing where it's home and hoagie. You know?
I thought you said Holly was from Seattle.
She lives in Seattle, but she's from Pittsburgh.
So you're coming in from Seattle to do the show?
Hell yeah.
Wow. And
Shrek of Love lives in Arizona. She's coming in from there. And Liz Setspire lives in Florida.
Yeah, for
no
a while,
shit.
Dude.
Wow.
So we're all coming in for that. And we're all sharing a hotel room. So it's going to be a giant Les Fest.
All these crazy bitches are flying in from all over the world.
Wait a minute. Slow down for a second.
I'm sorry.
Slow down for a second.
Yeah, where are you guys staying?
I heard Les Fest.
Where are you staying? At the Plastic Ramrod Inn?
Yeah. We're going to have the Les Fest after party. We're staying, I think, we got a Hilton somewhere.
The Sid Vicious suite at the Chelsea Hotel.
I would love to stay there.
Yeah. That's great. Are you guys lesbians?
No.
No.
Oh, man.
She's like Marianne. They talk about it, but it's purely entertainment.
Okay.
Yeah, it's all
strictly dickly, right? Fucking strictly dickly. I hate that.
What is that?
It means girls say that when they're just into guys. Strictly.
I never heard that before.
You never heard that?
That's why men hit women.
I would never say that if bullshit. My life depended on it.
I've heard girls do that. I'm strictly dickly.
What?
You've never heard that before?
Oh, I don't think I could say that.
Oh, even Western Echo, we're talking about Holly's voice. He said, I came twice just during this phone call.
Scrambler says he likes like Holly and St. Pete's voice better. It's the same. I used to live in St. Pete, and then I moved.
So you're he likes your accent when you lived in another city compared to the accent that you have now?
He's just being a smartass.
Of course he is.
Of course he is.
But now, is your boyfriend coming?
No.
Now he's not going to come with you?
No, he can't. He can't get off of work. He owns his own business, so it's hard to get that many days off in a row.
Oh, okay.
But I'm going to be so busy running around doing stuff, so I don't think... It's not like I'm going to be doing anything touristy, so he probably wouldn't have any fun anyways.
How long are you guys staying in New York?
I'm coming in Thursday, and then Friday we'll be running around. We're getting donations of products and items and things like that from all the different people. We're having them all shipped to Foggy's house, so we're making gift baskets to raffle off, and there's going to be some really cool stuff. Like Dr. Steve sent us some stuff. We're getting some Opie and Anthony stuff, Ron and Fez stuff. We're trying to get some gift certificates from some eateries, and we're going to do all that. Maybe Scrambler can get me some. We are going to get some Molly's cupcakes. Because it's Will's birthday is a couple days before, so we're going to get him some Ron Bennington cupcakes. And I want Scrambler to put in a good word for me, and maybe Molly's will donate a couple gift cards or something that I can put in the baskets.
Say that, but in a little deeper voice.
You mentioned something about lotion.
Do we have any stickers made up yet? Do we have stickers?
Yeah, I just have to get them from James.
No kidding.
I just forgot to get him.
Bring him.
We've only been doing this show since 2005, and we're finally trying to do some promotion, and we came up with little bumper stickers, or not bumper
it's
stickers, but they're
the newest,
the little
rage.
Square, 4-inch by 4-inch black stickers with our logo and website.
No one else has done them before.
No, this is brand new. This is a brand new medium for promotion.
Sure.
So
bring them.
I'll have some of them. They'll be a hot fucking ticket.
We'll pass them out.
People. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'll definitely. That's where I'm only getting them so I can just give them out to people when we're, you know.
The worst is like when you do a show and there's like in the bathroom, there's like your picture. And one ends up in a urinal and you just piss on your own headshot. It really is. You know, the place is a dump.
Yeah.
And you're really like, my career is awesome.
Yeah.
I'm pissing in my own face.
If I did that, then it would match the. Because I also spit in my own face. In a mirror in 2006, and then I did it a few months ago. I get angry at myself sometimes, and I look in the mirror and I spit at myself. I've done it twice in my life, so now I could piss on my own headshot. That's not a bad deal. Is it great, Holly? Aren't you glad you didn't get involved with somebody who's like a comedian? You got involved with somebody who's got his own business, a man with a, you know, steady head?
I wouldn't go that far.
Well, still, yeah, he's a guy, so. But this is great, though. I'm so looking forward to this. I think it's going to be such a great time.
It's going to be a really good time.
Yeah.
Really good time.
So everybody come out. It's October 19th at the Bitter End. 2 to 5, you can get tickets at tinyurl.com/NarkZito. And, again, follow us on Love4NarkZito with the number 4.
That's probably the best way to find, because this tiny URL /- with the star, it's like at love4NarkZito has it all there too. So,
but if you're not on Twitter,
then what are you doing on this world?
I don't know.
Tiny,
especially in this community.
But yeah, and if they want to donate and they can't make it because it's a $35 ticket, which isn't bad, man. You know, to see Otto and George, Bob Levy, Big J. Okerson.
You?
I try not to even mention me on the show so people will still come out. So, but yeah, I think it's a great, it's going to be a great show and also a great, great reason to have it.
Absolutely.
Know?
And NARC is going to try to be there. I'm hoping to get enough donations at the PayPal account to maybe be able to get their plane tickets covered, because that's the only thing that's holding them back from coming is the whole money issue and getting plane tickets. So if they might come up, so that'll be so great that he'll get to meet everybody and everybody will get to meet him too.
Yeah, it'd be awesome.
What about one of those Kickstarter things? Couldn't you do that too?
Well, I think I'm already begging enough money from people.
Gotcha.
I feel
guilty.
I'm not starting any more of these things. I got PayPal. I got brown paper tickets going on.
I gotcha. Okay.
You know, I don't want to.
That's great.
So I just keep directing people to the website, to the PayPal donate button if you can. And at least maybe we can help them to pay for the plane fare so they can get up here. Because one of the reasons why we got Otto and George was because that's his Narc's favorite. He loves him to death. And he said, see if Bob can get Otto and George. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm sure he can. So that was kind of like his request.
Oh, that's really
cool.
Oh, wow,
that's great.
So it would be so awesome if we could get them, him and his wife up here.
He's going to be so disappointed when he meets Otto.
Really?
No, only because Otto is just a freak when it comes to social things. Every time, the first time I met Otto was like in 2000. I was just doing comedy for like a year, and I saw Otto. I was doing a show, and it was like a little show somewhere, and Otto was on it. And afterwards, in the back, Otto still had the doll sitting on his lap, and I just went up to him, and I said, hey, I'm a big fan. You're really great on O&A. And he just put his hand out, and he shook it, and he looked right through me. And I said, that guy's fucking weird. But now that I'm friends, and I've been friends with him for years, he's a great dude. He's just, he's not very...
He's socially awkward.
He's a little socially awkward.
I did a show with him, and he was sitting next to a Christmas tree with just white lights. So it was kind of a festive kind of thing. He's just sitting on his trunk. Arguing with the puppet.
Oh, no.
Having
really?
An argument with him. Yeah.
Yeah, but he does that on purpose.
I know.
He likes to fuck with people. Like, he knows that the puppet's not real, but he likes to make people think sometimes that he thinks the puppet's
well,
real.
Well, he'll definitely do it because he had his own little thing with the near-death something. Or something.
Yeah. They just recently had a fundraiser for him because he basically almost died in Canada. Oh, and bacterial meningitis, right. And was out of work for a while. And you know, Otto's not like people think. Like Otto's like this super, super rich guy living in a huge house. Otto's pretty much just a regular dude. You know, he's pretty well known, but he just he makes enough money to just get by, and he does his thing. And he was out of work for like 2 months, and with all the bills, it kind of hit him hard. It wasn't even his idea. It was Bob's idea.
Whose idea is it to get bacterial meningitis?
No, to have the benefit for him. Oh. It wasn't Otto saying, I need help. He was. Nobody says they want to have spinal meningitis. Like they're ordering it off a menu.
Bob is so great. He's really a great guy.
Yeah, Bob is a good, good dude.
He is.
So,
well, all right, dudes.
Thanks for calling in, Holly. And check out your podcast, which is every Saturday at noon.
Yes, on Radio FUBAR.
Radio FUBAR, which you can also get on the iTunes app that we have here that we're on More Like Radio.
TuneIn.
Right?
The TuneIn.
What'd I say?
iTunes.
I meant TuneIn.
But I have on iTunes, too. You can download us from iTunes. You can subscribe in iTunes.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
And that's October 19th at the Bitter End.
In Greenwich Village.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's a legendary venue. And it'll be a great show.
Yes, we're just going to pretend the name is just something different.
Yeah.
For the day. But it's still going to be cool, regardless.
Yeah. They're going to be doing a show at the Upbeat Place.
Yeah.
It's going to be
the happy ending.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Why don't you call it, what did you call it, the Hippity Dickities? What is it?
Strictly Dicklies.
Strictly Dicklies.
Yeah.
Why don't we just call it Strictly Dicklies for that day?
The Strictly Dickly Club?
Yeah.
Yeah, we might as well. Right?
Hey, we're having a show at Strictly Dicklies.
Yep.
I'm going to get a banner put over the sign.
Strictly Dicklies.
But, we'll get a big, gay crowd, because isn't that the gay neighborhood down there?
No, it's sort of, but not really. But Chelsea is the big gay area.
Isn't that close?
It's pretty close.
Yeah.
It's always real close. Everybody's
it's block to block.
Yeah, everybody's...
maybe we want to stay away from the Strictly Dicklies then.
Yeah, everybody's real, real close together there. It's really hard to get people apart. Just use a crowbar. Just use a crowbar. All right. All right, Holly. We're going to let you go. Thanks for calling in. And I'm looking forward to October 19th.
Me too. We'll see you then.
All right, Holly.
All right. Bye, Kenny. Thank
bye-bye.
You.
Bye-bye. Nice meeting you.
Bye.
Nice meeting you. Bye.
That was Holly from It's All About Me.
She sounds like a peach.
She is a peach.
Yeah.
And her Twitter account is at Halls, H-O-L-L-Z in Seattle. And then there, it's also at It's All About _ Me with two E's. And then at Love for Narc Zito. And I don't have Rorschach's Twitter account, but fuck Rorschach. Fuck Andy. So, all right, let's take a quick break and then we'll come back and we'll do some more stuff.
Sure.
All right. It's Conti and Kenny's show on morning. Hey, everybody. This is Joe Conti with Kenny Michaels from the Conti and Kenny show. And we just wanted to let you know about a brand new podcast we are doing called Conti and Kenny Shorts.
It's a bunch of stuff that we had from the newer stuff that we just re-release from our regular 3-hour show on Monday nights. But we also have dug around and found all the good stuff that we've been doing for 7 years. Or if you like the crazy stories, there's a ton of them. We just got to find them, grab them, put them out.
Yeah. The podcast is anywhere from 20 to 35 minutes. And you get like 2 or 3 quick segments with a couple of little things in between, you know, little cute little things. And so far, people like it. So the best way to do it is to either go to ContiandKenny.com or just subscribe on iTunes.
And also, remember, I've only stopped doing cocaine for about 3 years. So there's 4 years of cocaine.
Ah.
Remember that. As much drinking.
B, C, and A, C. Before Coke and after Coke.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yes. I like it. B, C, and A, C.
B, C, and A, C. So,
there are some good times.
Yep. This is Conti and Kenny Shorts, a podcast of a podcast, which I like to say, based on our show, the Conti and Kenny Show.
Podcast of a podcast.
Yeah, because we do a show, but it's also a podcast. So that's a podcast of a podcast.
But we do a show, not a podcast.
But our show was still podcasted.
But if we podcasted it, then it would be not a show, it would be a podcast. But if we do a show, then we podcast it, and then we a podcast of a podcast. But that doesn't sound right.
Do you think people are still listening now?
No, that's why they go to podcasts.
They're not even listening to this commercial.
Why are you arguing with me?
I don't know.
You're completely correct.
Conti and Kenny Show Shorts. Conti and Kenny Shorts from the show. The Conti and Kenny Show on More Like Radio every Monday night, 7 to 10.
We had to shorten it up because we didn't think we could do this much longer.
It's over 2 minutes. How are we shortening this up?
No, I mean our careers.
Oh, okay. All right, thanks.
Enjoy.
Kenny Michaels from the Conti and Kenny Show always shares how his favorite website, shushtime.com, provides his need for intellectual stimulation.
I think I might have done that correctly.
Oh, okay.
I'm very proud of you, Kenny.
All right,
yeah,
good.
Yeah, and now I'm on Shush Time, watching a Russian chicken truck smash into a bunch of school children.
The Conti and Kenny Show, Monday nights, 7 to 10, on morelikeradio.com. Who wants to get closer to Conti and Kenny? Everyone with gonorrhea does. So why not like the Conti and Kenny Show Facebook page? And now follow the show and them on Twitter. At C&K Show, at Joe Conti Comic, and at Kenny Michael 55. What a weird, stupid Twitter that is. Kenny Michaels 5. Yeah. Kenny Michaels 5. The number 5. What a fool.
MoreLikeRadio.com, where the talk just keeps on coming.
Hey, this is Mo from Tattoos and Touchdowns.
And Espo, as always.
Check us out every Sunday from 10 a.m. to noon, exclusively on MoreLikeRadio.com.
We're Metal Breakfast Radio. Would you love to hear such tracks like this awesomeness?
Like a rhinestone cowboy.
So, okay, how about the awesomeness extravaganza of this? Doesn't matter, darling, because I like a fresh one out to this.
And now the sound of John Denver being strangled.
www.metalbreakfastradio.com.
What? Oh, where's your anxiety-ridden body going to be? Yeah,
tonight exactly. We're doing a benefit for the PBA, Union PBA at Union High School Theater. Bonnie, Rich Voss, Bobby Kelly, and Kenny Michaels. And this weekend, Helium Comedy Club.
Who's Kenny Michaels? I've never heard of him.
I didn't book him. He's a comic. He's a local New Jersey guy.
Local boy made good.
Good for him, then.
Yeah, he's going to be on the show.
I take so much pleasure in playing that, where they just don't know who fucking Kenny Michaels is. Makes me happy. Of course, this is the Conti and Kenny show. You have to put my name first so people have an idea of who the fuck we are. And we are on morelikeradio.com, broadcasting every Monday night. You can also get our show. It's also podcasted on iTunes and Stitcher. We also do Conti Kenny Shorts, which is an hour. We've done six so far. I've been trying to get this 7-1 put together. Who? Scrambler. So we do, and we've made seven so far. They're less than, they're like 30-minute podcasts. Some of our best stuff. And if you're new to checking out the show, and if you want to check out a lot more material, and it's like, you know, without all the nonsense in between, go to ContiandKenny.com and you can get Conti and Kenny Shorts, or just go to iTunes. And the phone number is 330-2-CRINGE, 330-227-4643. You back, buddy?
Yeah, I'm good.
Good, okay.
Yeah, I'm fine.
All right.
I'm aces.
Your aces, good.
I'm aces.
I want to thank Holly again for calling in. That was very cool of her. Holly's got a good voice, and she's actually a funny chick.
Seems nice.
She's actually a nice girl. It's almost like sickening nice, like she's a little too nice, you know? Like I just, although I have seen her fucking get all bent about some jerk off on Twitter who's like a real asshole, and you could see her get like
cunty.
Yeah, a little bit, kind of, you know, like me. She gets like my last name.
She's a woman.
Gets like my last name, exactly.
She's completely capable of psychoticness.
Yes, we know that. Yep, absolutely. They all are a little kooky and crazy.
A little.
Yeah, just a little bit. All right, what do you want to do, man? Do you want to, would you like to, a couple weeks ago we did, the last time we did a show, we did Tom Green doing hip-hop.
Yeah.
Excuse me. And he did pretty good. But I figured we want to keep with that for a little bit. And we can do...
Other white honkies rapping?
Another...
I tell you, honestly, you know that song, big song, Thrift Store by Macklemore and some other dude?
No, I've heard of this Macklemore person, but I don't know.
I only got $20 in my pocket. It sounds like a Nate Dogg kind of a thing. And it's worn out. It's
what's it called? Thrift store.
Thrift store. But
thrift shop. Macklemore?
Thrift shop. Macklemore. Yeah. But my sister was singing it.
And Ryan Lewis.
Yeah. Yeah. That guy.
Okay.
But when it first came out, my sister was singing it.
Okay.
Over and over and over again. And then I kept hearing it when I think I was down in Boca. In Florida, around that time, early summer, somewhere around there, May, something like that, and I kept hearing it. And I'm like, this is one of them fucking one hit wonder dudes. You know what I mean? You're like
in
novel,
you're out.
And I tell you honestly, he came out with another song, pretty good.
Yeah,
pretty good. Yeah, if you hear this song,
all right, I'll I can do the skip ad.
And there's a white guy, by the way.
What?
We won't play a lot of it because people have heard it.
I like the horns.
I'm gonna pop some tags. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a come up.
These are all white guys?
Walk into the club like, what up? I got a big pack. I'm just pumped. I bought some shit from a thrift shop.
Now, Scrambler said, I'm convinced that the guy murdered Nate Dogg so he could replace him with the exact same voice. Exactly. So when I heard it, I'm an old school hip hop fan. You know what I mean? So I'm like, it's Nate Dogg. And then I'm thinking, all right. But this guy's got some chops. He sings a song. Is there a list of YouTube songs?
Of
him, Macklemore, and Ray Lewis?
Probably Ray Lewis. Macklemore, Same Love, Can't Hold Us, Thrift Shop, Can't Hold Us, Other Side, Wings, VMA, 2003, and We Danced. And We Danced. The Outfield?
No? Romance. Okay. Try Same Love.
Same Love. And I'm going to unmute because I'm assuming. Oh, no. Macklemore and Ryan Lewis. Same Love featuring Mary.
I think this is
Lambert.
It. Scrambler said, I think Thrift Shop has over 400,000 some downloads, probably even more than that.
What is that?
That's the video.
Yeah. All right, with the dramatics, it's hip hop. Get on with it.
Oh, Can't Hold Us. That's the one.
Can't Hold Us. Okay. I just started hearing about this Macklemore guy. I thought it was like a kid band. Macklemore, Can't Hold Us?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, here we go. It's got the lyrics, too.
It's about the Strictly Dicklies.
This sounds like me at 10 years old playing the piano.
No.
Wait a minute.
Oh, no. Okay. And the ceiling can't hold us. And the ceiling can't hold us. Right? Okay. I forgot about
this. What
does
this sound like? Hold on.
Yeah.
I got a red room and I want to paint it black. I've got a few children and I want to paint it black. I think I'm going to run away, I don't know any of the words. I'm in a red room and I want to paint it black. You guys suck big dick and I want to get my money back.
Hoping it's black.
I mean, that doesn't sound like paint it black, dude.
Yeah. Okay, go to that Same Love song. This is a big one. That song right there was
okay.
I forgot about that one.
I never heard that one, but go ahead. What's the
song? Part of that same song?
The Same Love?
One, Same Love.
Same Love. Same Love. This is lyrics. Let's see how long they're going to... All right, we got it.
During Project America.
Yeah, advertising. 3, 2, 1. A skipperoo. And here we go. Featuring Mary Lambert. All right, is this going to take forever? Here we go.
This is the one I believe, yeah. Yeah. And I came across
when
this
I was
one.
In the third grade, I thought that I was gay, because I could draw. My uncle was, and I kept my room straight. I told my mom, tears rushing down my face. She's like, Ben, you've loved girls since before pre-K. Tripping.
Yeah, I guess she had a point, didn't she? Bunch of stereotypes all in my head. I remember doing the math, like, yeah, I'm good at Little League. A preconceived idea of what it all meant. But those that like the same sex had the characteristics. The right-wing conservatives think it's a decision. And you can be cured with some treatment and religion. Man-made rewiring of a predisposition, playing God. Oh nah, here we go. America the brave still fears what we don't know. And God loves all his children. It's somehow forgotten, but we paraphrase a book written 3,500 years ago. Bye-bye, I don't know.
Bye-bye. And I can't change. Even if I tried, even if I wanted to.
It's different.
And I can't change. Even if I
not a bad hip hop beat though, right? Even
if it's different. Unique.
My love, she keeps me warm.
What's funny is that they're doing the lyrics, and when she came in with bum bum, they actually typed in B-A-H-B-U-H. Really? Thanks for telling me.
If I was gay, I would think hip hop hates me. Have you read the YouTube comments lately? Man, that's gay. Gets dropped on the daily. We become so numb to what we're saying. A culture founded from oppression. Yeah, we don't have acceptance for them. Call each other faggots behind the keys of a message board. A word rooted in hate, yet our genre still ignores it. Gay is synonymous with the lesser. It's the same hate that's caused wars.
You, kind of, you can change it. You can change
he kind
it.
Of purposely, it's almost done in a poetry slam type of way.
Yeah, yeah, that's because usually white rappers, that's what they do.
Because he's not, he's kind of off a little bit with the beat, with the rhythm of his voice.
Right, right.
So, but it's still...
He's not completely rhyming, he's telling a story.
Well, yeah, not that it's just rhyming, but it's not going, you know, perfect with the beat, which is fine. It's kind of like a poetry slam.
Right, which so is fine. I was just surprised that after that first song that I heard, when I was like, oh, Jesus. I'm like, this one came out. I'm like, all right,
it's different. It's definitely unique. You know, they definitely did a.
He's no David Faustino.
No, no. Of course, we got to get into. You want to get into David Faustino?
Why not ruin it?
All right, here we got a little. Where is it? Here he is.
White ass Brent. I bet Kenny tears up listening to this like a little homo. Settle down.
Now this is David Faustino, who was Bud Bundy. Right, Bud Bundy?
Yeah.
And Married with Children. And you can tell, dude, I would have guessed that this is like 1992, 93. Because when you hear him, you hear it, it's got that sound.
And you made a mistake. And you made a mistake.
See, it's definitely
it's
got
Public Enemy. Jesus.
Fight the powers that be. Fight the power. It's a lot of bass line.
Yeah, yeah.
But this. Here I come, here I come. See, I actually. I can't listen to him, but I can listen to his music. If you didn't know it was him, you wouldn't be sure of it. But once you know it's David Faustino, just listen. So you wick whack, knick knack, tic tacs, get back. I got you the funky style, it's and him. You know you can't get with that. I got more flavor than the bar candy Kit Kat. And when it comes to kitty cats, I gotta have a Jimmy hat. You go on and say, all you do is just hear his voice. All you do is picture him, like, you know, this 5'3" slight build, you know, next to a hot Christina fucking Applegate. And you're like, dude, I can't take you seriously.
That is that early mid 90s.
Yeah.
Beat.
Can't take you seriously, bro. I can't.
No. No.
Yeah, even the picture, he's really young. But the music, I love this stuff.
It's a Public Enemy song.
Yeah, but then when he's like, but I'm as dope as can be. I'm are you? Are you dope as can be? Or are you really just 5'3"?
Wickety whack whack, knack knack, tic tac. I'm sweeter than a knickknack. Patty whack tack by the bone.
Wiggity wiggity whack.
And I need a Jimmy hat.
Drinking over you. Sorry. Wiggity wiggity whack. Why the chicken crossed the road to get to the other side?
Yo.
What's my conversation? Can you comprehend? Do you
understand the situation.
My dad, Al Bundy, my Peggy's wife.
Like it.
My dad's on Modern Family. My mom's on the other show on FX. And my sister had breast cancer, but she's okay now.
She's titty-less.
She's titty-less, but she's titty-full. She's titty-less, but she's full of titty.
That kid's funny.
Yeah, this... I told you. That's the name of the song. I told you. I'm not sure what he told us, though. What did he tell us? We know you're 5'3".
In nursery rhymes, knick-knack, paddy-whack, give a dog a bone.
This old man, who's now my father, came rolling home. The neighbor's a dyke. The fucking husband's now one of two people. I'm doing the whole married with children thing.
That's funny.
My other side neighbor is actually living in a steeple.
My dad sells shoes.
This is the way rappers.
What's the news?
This is the way white rappers really rap.
Yeah.
It's just, it's terrible. It's like, you know, knick knack, patty whack, give a dog a bone.
Well, that's what, back in the early 90s, that's everybody did that.
Late the, 80s, the, yeah, yeah.
Niggity, niggity, knack, knack, whack, 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 back, back.
Right, right, right. Know. And it was very steady. It was that.
Very crisscross-ish. Remember the guy that crisscrossed with the pants backwards?
Pants on backwards, yeah. But even the earlier ones, where it was very, it was a very simple, the rhythm in their voice. It was very simple.
Yeah.
It was like, dun, 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 dun. And you're like, all right, you know. I am a homie and I like to rhyme. I would kill a person for, you know what I mean?
A dime.
A dime, yeah.
Anytime.
Me and my homies, come on, commit crime. My friend used to do that rap all the time. That was his rap. Me and my homies like to commit crimes. That's why we be doing lots of time. Booga, booga, booga. Ha, ha, ha. Friggity frack. I am black. I like to go and smoke some crack. Friggity frost. It is a must. I go uptown and smoke my dust.
That was That's a real
friend.
Song.
That was my friend. He did that. He was an idiot.
And you
he was
remember,
a moron.
And you remember
I
it?
Still remember it to this day, yeah.
Wow.
I still remember adjectives.
It's one of the hits.
Who's, what kind, how many, adverbs, how, when, where, to what extent, pronouns, is, are, was, were, has, have, had, might, may, must, could, would, should, and whatever.
Let's put that, that was... behind a beat. You got a hit.
Who's, what kind, how many? Ready to talk about the English language, motherfuckers? That's right. Mm-hmm. We got nouns.
Turn my mic
pronouns. Up. Pronouns. Turn my mic up. Turn my mic up. Yep. That's right. Ready for a prepositional phrase, niggas? In the house is a prepositional phrase. Adjectives describe who's, what kind, and how many.
Holy shit! A-E-I-O-U sometimes. Why?
It's terrible, man. That's funny, though, man. David Faustino, that's our new white rapper of the day. I think we're going to do this occasionally. Thanks. Of course, White Ass Brent was the one that turned me on to David Faustino's.
Who else was there? Brian Austin Green was one of them, too.
No.
Yeah, from...
He did hip-hop, too?
Yeah, yeah.
Like hip-hop or, like, pop music?
No, no, no. He did a rap album.
No.
Right after 90210, yeah. Well, let me see if you
got it in there. Oh, no. Dude, I don't even know if I can actually even pull it up. I'm cringing thinking about it. What? Brian Austin Green?
Brian Austin Green, yeah.
This is... I type... My mother would always say that my brother reminded her of Brian Austin Green. And I was always reminding her of... DeLuise's son from fucking
21 Jump Street.
21 Jump Street. Yeah.
Also, I believe Dom DeLuise.
No,
isn't it? No,
no, it's not Dom. It's,
Brian.
Brian.
I have Austin no idea.
Green. Do you know?
Music.
Green, rap. Oops. Well, I tell you, once I typed in the word rap, you send me. Beauty, oh boy, this might be a beep. Oh boy, here it is. Brian Green, Beauty and Da Beats. Oh, no. Please no advertisement. Please no advertisement. Fuck you. This will be quick. 2-1, here we go. Oh boy. It's called One Stop Carnival. is the album. The Beauty and the Beats. Junkyard Willie? Who is that?
It's got that same late 90s beat, though. Mid to late 90s.
Yeah, this is 96. It says 96. Set it all.
A lot of bass lines, jazz influence.
Yeah. It's kind of got a psychedelic kind of a sound to it.
Diggable Planets.
It reminds me kind of Black Moon.
Black Moon, yeah, sure.
Black Moon, that's a
good call.
Great song, but this just, wow. My name's Mel Kiper. I mean, what the fuck is he saying? When I watch college football, I watch Mel Kiper.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Two of my friends growing up.
Fucking Fat Kevin Albert singing in the background with him.
These guys, Kevin and Steve, we were really into hip hop around this time. A little earlier, early 90s. High school days, you know what I mean? And they wanted to put it, we used to, you know, screw around, and they wanted to put a rap group together. So they went, the guy that discovered, I think, New Kids on the Block.
Okay.
A big wig guy. Big wig. They did a demo tape. Same kind of shit, you know what I mean? Did a demo, had dinner with them, and they said, listen, you're not going to... And they did a headshot, too, where they had, like, cornrows and makeup and stuff.
Okay.
And,
oh, boy.
The guy goes to his house, you know, the big wig, I forget his name. Have dinner with him and says, listen, I'll sign you guys, but you're going to be two white rappers that are going to dress like Africans. Remember back in the early 90s, it was a lot of African stuff.
Well, and aggressive development.
Yeah, everybody had the green, the African medallions and whatnot. And he said, listen, you're going to be made fun of, but you're going to make a couple of million dollars each as a gimmick. And they were going to go around and have the head, you know, the headgear and stuff. And they're going to dress like Africans, and they decided not to do it.
Shit. Scrambler says, how much does that sound like a weak Q-tip voice?
You're absolutely
right. Is he right on that?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
I preferred
more high-pitched
voice. I preferred MC Cotton Swab myself. Here, boy. The general... what's that thing called? Generalization? That thing? Is a word for that? Forget it. We did that already.
Yeah.
This is...
It is a Q-tip ripoff. Like a Diggable Planets, Tribe Called Quest vibe.
Remember Black Moon?
Absolutely.
That was good shit.
Really good.
It's that song, Who Got the Props? Here, we'll put on a fucking...
And then there's a, I'm digging the black, come follow me on a journey with me through the MC. Smith & Wesson was another one around that time.
Here, let's just do this real quick. This is the same type of...
Tom Hanks and Dan Aykroyd rapping. Oof. In the chat room.
White really?
Yeah. I don't even know if I want to see that.
This is fucking cool shit. You remember this, right?
Absolutely.
This is what that thing was kind of biting on. This type of a... kind of a little bit of mellow, trippy... But... Holy shit, this kind of sound... This kind of sounds like Brian Green was doing this.
Yeah. Well, who do you think's ripping who off? The guys that are actually from... Or Brian Austin Green.
Used to be on 90210. And I was banging Aaron Spelling's little girl. If you gave us fucking time and they were like, look, write a fucking rap song, give us a beat, we could fucking do it.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. I came up with a fucking... with my... I could do
pronouns
and fucking adverbs. Yeah, this is good shit. This was good shit right here. All right. Well, that was
no white guys. They're not.
No, not in a band called Black Moon. I don't think there's a. You think they just showed people there? All right. Okay. So that was our white rapper today.
Western Echo. Wait, is it Tuesday? I didn't know it was the unsigned hype time again.
is the untalented hype show. That's what we do. We do the untalented.
A little carried away on this.
Yeah. All right. Well, sorry. I can't find where the... I got so many of these things open here. There we go. Oh, I'm sorry. Wait a minute. Oh, I got some people. Oh, why don't we let them know? We're going to have Conti and Kenny stickers. I think we already said it. Colorado Dickhead already said he wants us to send him some. So we'll definitely, if you want some Conti and Kenny stickers.
White as Brent. We know Conti can write poetry, so he can write a rap song.
Easy.
What was the best line?
Oh.
And then I put salt on it or something.
No.
Salt in a wound.
No, it was rinse and repeat.
That's what it was. Rinse and repeat.
Rinse and repeat. God, if you don't know what we're talking about, go to Conti and Kenny's shorts, and I think it's episode 3 or 4. It's called Rinse and Repeat. It's just me reading poetry that I wrote about a girl like fucking 15 years ago. It's brutal. Brutal, brutal, brutal to listen to. All right. We're almost done, dude. This show's fucking blowing by. You want to do a news story, dude? An actual news story?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. I
wonder
one.
If Lesson Love want to call in.
Are they in the chatteroo?
I don't know. She was in there before. What kind of story you got?
Okay, here we go. This is up in Wisconsin. Where the fuck is it? Oh, okay, here we go. This thing keeps scrolling on me. Wisconsin elementary school students to learn about masturbation, suicide, and other sensitive issues. Teaching third grade students about masturbation, what I just read.
Third grade?
Is part of the plan for staff members in the Oak Creek School. Come on with these pop-ups, school district in Wisconsin. The school district recently created a handbook for parents to learn about how teachers will approach topics as sex, abortion, contraception, and sexual orientation with their elementary school kids, according to the Wisconsin Reporter. One objective for sixth graders is to reportedly to define sexual intercourse, including oral and anal intercourse. Anal, oh wow, that was tough for me to say. Oral and anal intercourse.
What? How
to
old is third grade?
Third grade, you're 9, 10. Because in sixth grade, you're like 12. So different school districts across the state have different booklets with guidelines about teaching the sensitive topics. While some guidelines are uniform across Wisconsin, others, such as those pertaining to masturbation, are determined by different school boards. Some school boards can opt out of teaching the touchy subjects altogether. Supposed to describe masturbation to students as the stimulation of one's genitals for the purpose of achieving sexual pleasure. This is what they want to teach these fucking 8 and 9 year old. How do we go from an oversensitive fucking politically
and this
correct?
This is Wisconsin.
This is Wisconsin, exactly. The staffs also advise to tell students that some people masturbate while some do not, and the family values about masturbations can vary. Yeah, it's called people that do and liars. The handbook says that students will be encouraged to talk to parents in order to help them develop their own values and beliefs about masturbation. Despite this, some parents are unhappy about the new curriculum. Really? Even I think my parents would have been like, hey, you know what? Why don't you slow it down on the third graders?
Yeah. I think that's way too young.
Right?
To start, because they're going to start diddling each other, and then, you know, I'm going to have a daughter that age. I don't want her diddling herself there yet. You know what I mean? We could ask Marianne and stuff that a lot of you'll find sexual things. You know, you'll be sitting on a lawnmower or your uncle's lap and something tickles. You know what I mean? You'll find certain things at that age.
I realize your uncle had such a ticklish lap.
Well, horsey rides in reverse cowgirl.
Yeehaw!
Yeah, he'd put my palm hands in his palms, and he would bounce, and just horsey rides.
Okay. White Ass Brand has a great point. He said Wisconsin is nuts. That's why so many serial killers have come from there.
In Wisconsin, we love bratwurst and childhood abortions.
New state motto. Scrambler. Yeah, I mean,
but you know, they'll discover little things, you know, whether they're, up against a washing machine or something, you'll discover that, ooh, that kind of tickles, you know what
right.
I mean? But they're not at that age. They should not be told, take your two fingers, find a little thing down there, rub that over and over and over again, you'll spit, you know, spit on your fingers, and just tickle that birdie.
They're like, what are you teaching them?
What are you calling it? You can't call it a snatchola. You got to call it, you know, it's like...
I don't know if snatchola is a great...
At 10 years old, you still have a birdie. You know what I mean?
That's true.
8, 9 years old, it's still a birdie. It's not, you don't have a vagina yet.
It's not all ready to be eaten and stuff, right?
No.
It still has to come out of the ground.
It's still not even close to being ripe.
Even sixth grade, I get it that sixth grade, you're already, like, I remember sixth grade is when we were really starting to go, wow, we're noticing chicks.
Yeah.
Like, we're not sure why we like them.
Right, yeah, you just had a girlfriend you didn't kiss or anything like that.
No.
You didn't have?
Girlfriend?
Yeah. Like, you were like girlfriend, boyfriend kind of thing, sixth, seventh grade?
Really?
Yeah, you held hands when you went roller skating or something.
Wow. So jealous.
Yeah, you would.
Didn't even come close. I think I was a junior in high school.
I think back then, too, you would still write her letters.
Send her Morse code.
No, there was always little things. You had a crush on this one, or she had a crush on you.
I liked it, but
the dances, you know, the seventh or eighth grade
dance. That's the thing. When I was in, like, seventh and eighth grade, everybody was into, you know, boys and girls were into each other, but there was, like, four or five couples, and it was like, you know, Ray LaBarque was banging some chick, but Ray LaBarque, you know, was like a gorilla. He was already fully fucking developed.
This is in when?
When I was in seventh grade.
In seventh grade, okay.
I'm using like a real name. I don't give a shit.
Fuck Ray.
I'm not slandering him. But yeah, Ray was like dating a girl. But Ray was like, he was already a man. I think he'd already been shaving 3 years in seventh grade. Like, he probably had a fucking hog already. Like, we all just had a couple of pubes fucking popping out. And so there was sex stuff there going on, but it was like, most of us were not, but there were a few that were.
Yeah, yeah, it's the same with me.
Yeah.
But the majority were just too immature at that. I mean, at that age, in 8, 9, and 10, it's no way, you know? I mean, I discovered hardcore porn and bestiality at 8.
Well, that's exactly it. Wow. How old was Kenny when his uncle taught him to shush? 8 sounds about right.
About right, yeah. Yeah, I was about 8 years old when I saw that stuff. But that's still, who knows what kind of how it affected my deviance.
I didn't see porn until I was 15.
Yeah.
My first porn. I thought it was, I didn't realize it was real.
But I shouldn't have been seeing it. You know what I mean?
No,
I didn't put the porno on going, oh man, I'm going to crank one out.
No.
What's
this?
It was, what's his name?
Hitler?
The movie 8mm. No, it was like watching 8mm.
Nicolas Cage?
Nicolas Cage watching
James Gandolfini.
Yeah, watching a snuff film. It really was fascinating. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You just, I swear, you just hear that rhythmic tick of that tick, 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 tick. You hear the exhaust blowing?
Yeah.
It really does get creepy. You know, it's the summertime and you're in an attic and you've got all the windows blacked out and just that slow hum of that Super 8 projector. Really does something to a kid.
Kenny discovers bestiality porn at the age of 8. That explains quite a few questions that people have.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So why would you, I am completely against them teaching these kids that early. You want to do 7th, 8th, 9th. My sister's a 6th grade teacher, and she says they don't learn in junior high. It's all a social experiment. That's where you kind of come out of your shell. You know what I mean? Some of them do. You know, you're starting to like girls, you know, 6th and 7th grade. You're, you know, Valentines and dances and whatnot. You're getting a little tickles in the belly, you know, that little stuff. That's whatchamacallit? Junior high. That's all it's there for, is just for them to find themselves socially. They don't learn shit.
We got a phone call. Hello?
Hi. Hello?
Hey, ladies. Oh, and gentlemen.
Sorry, whatever, I'm getting used to it. I'm over it.
Yeah, I totally stepped on you. I apologize, pal.
Oh, is this Dark Fox?
Yes, sir.
What's up, man? Kitty? Marianne?
Hello.
It's Lust and Love Radio, which comes on after us at 10 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on? How's everybody doing?
Great. How are you?
We good. We good.
A scrambler in the chat room. Teaching girls to masturbate is a good idea. Not sure if 9 years old is the correct time, but cuntiness in the future could be abolished.
You know, we can't help that.
What do you mean you can't help that?
I can't help my cuntiness. It just comes out, and sometimes I even feel bad because then I have to say sorry to my husband because afterwards I realize how bad it was. Yeah, so then I have to apologize.
You did apologize?
I always apologize.
Like, not if you're like if you're just in an argument or you're just discussing something and whatever. But if you, why is there a dog humping some guy's ankle
Kenny
in the chat room?
Kenny, does this bring back your 8-year old boner?
But that's good that you guys can, you know, because some women, you know, they, you know, or even guys, that'll be like they'll never like say, oh, I'm sorry or I was out of line. What about you, Marianne? Can you say you do the same?
That I apologize?
Yeah.
I have nothing to apologize.
Of course she doesn't. Of course.
She's a saint.
Right. And Dark Fox, and you do this show for what reason?
I'm a glutton for punishment.
You really are. You should just lay under a fucking coffee table and just literally let girls throw fucking bombs at you. Like, not even like to make duty, and it would actually hit. They let them throw shit at you and let it go through the glass so you get hit with glass and then whatever dirt bombs they're throwing at you.
It's like you listen to the show every week religiously. That's exactly what happens every week.
Yeah, exactly. Just take a beating. So what's on the agenda for this evening, gals, girl, guy, the three of you? Sorry. I couldn't find the right fucking...
Well done.
Dark burial continues.
Couldn't find the right pronoun to mix it up for the three of you. What's going on?
Well, we're going to start off the show with a little something-something. We have to travel back in time and go back to the live event because apparently we have to cover something that someone's pissed off about and... go over that.
What?
Yeah.
That was like a year ago.
Yep. 5 months ago, but close enough. It feels like a year ago and totally forgot about it, but we have to go over it again. And not even again. I never even brought it up, but it's going to be brought up tonight and it's going to be put to an end because I'm get tired of this shit. Sorry, oh, yeah? Guys. See,
she's getting cunty.
But I apologize.
Very well done. Now, did you guys hear this article that we just brought up?
No, we were show prepping.
Oh, okay. That's something what we...
Yeah, it's an elementary school in Wisconsin, or the whole state of Wisconsin. They want to teach kids in like third, fourth, and, you know, like starting in third grade about masturbation, suicide, sex, the difference between... I can't even concentrate with this dog humping in the chat room here.
yeah. White as Brent. Because we explained that if you guys didn't remember, but whatchamacallit, I discovered bestiality porn and interracial porn when I was 8 years old.
Oh, my God.
In my grandparents' attic. Yeah, I set up the whole thing. It was like watching a snuff film, but I was 8. There's no way I should have been doing that because that has probably spurred some sort of deviance that I do now.
Right.
But I don't agree. I agree that the school shouldn't be teaching them masturbation, not at 8, 9 years old.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, maybe 10 or 11.
Some of these kids are sexually active that early. Maybe masturbation's their way of encouraging abstinence.
I understand, but think about this. Think about how much of... This is 180 degrees to the culture that we live in right now, where we live in a very protective culture of our children, where they're almost overprotective. We're being like over. It's like, you know, we're patting them too much, and then they go, all right, you know what? Fuck it. We're gonna just teach them about masturbation at the age of 8.
It's like a curveball. Yeah, I'm all for. Teaching them and stuff like that, but if you equate it to like almost like the periodic that like your business card where you have the Cro-Magnon and it goes in a thing, you know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, but picture girls starting at 18 and then going to 17, 16. When on that chart do you get creeped out when you visualize them masturbating? That should be the cutoff.
I don't think.
Do you know what I mean? No,
I'm teach this at all.
I don't think so either.
Yeah.
It's the parents' responsibility. Did like, I have children, and I talk about that stuff with them.
Yeah, but you're the exception, Kitty, not the rule. Most parents aren't quite as involved as you are.
But that's not, you know what, but that is their issue, and it shouldn't be the teachers. Because right now, as much as I think half the teachers in this country are nothing but twats who wanted to be around kids, and they didn't know what to do, and so they're like, I want to be a teacher because I like kids. Mm. But the other, you know, the teachers that are good, you can't even have, you're not, you don't give the teachers a vehicle to be a good teacher anymore. Because
they're
handcuffed. They can only do certain things, stay within the curriculum. They can't deviate off of anything to try to be, you know, to try to do anything a little bit different. So, and now they're going to go, all right, you know what? Fuck it. Let's show the 8-year-olds about, you know, what's it like? What's masturbation all about? It's like, no, this should be done at home. So they're like,
how uncomfortable it is for the teacher.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, half
but,
of these.
But wait, if the teacher is a pedophile, of course he's not going to have a problem teaching this.
Well, it depends. You know, I mean,
hey, there's a lot of teachers at the kids' school. I'm like, dude, I'm watching you.
Well,
you know, I was watching Maury today, and they had.
You mean from Goodfellas?
Maury
from Goodfellas.
Yes.
With the hair pieces.
The hair pieces, yes. Okay. Maury's wig.
I didn't know he had a show.
And they had a 9-year-old girl that was giving out blowjobs.
Oh, no way. Was she hot?
I was like, what the fuck?
Was she good looking?
Was like, she
good looking? But I mean, was she like a really developed 9-year-old?
Oh, God.
That is twisted. She probably doesn't even understand
what it is.
Like,
yeah.
What's going on? Like, what? I don't even understand that.
I was like, are you kidding? Me and Rob were watching it, and I looked at him. He goes, this is fucking gross. He goes, I can't even believe this. She's only 9.
9.
Disturbing.
But you know what, though?
Was she on the dais? Was she on the show?
Yes.
And what did she say?
Sorry.
She
that was really wrong.
She didn't get enough love at home.
She doesn't know
she
that
doesn't
yet.
She doesn't know that. She's 9.
No. I'm been, like, what?
This has been somebody. This is. They
oh,
told
daddy!
Her to
daddy
say
doesn't
this.
Hug me. Let me gobble cock.
Yeah,
it doesn't work
it doesn't
that
make
way.
Any sense? Yeah, exactly.
She would. She would eat. She would take it out on eating or something. Or
yeah, or she would
cut herself, pull her hair.
Yeah.
What are the chances that she probably doesn't have? She only has one parent, and one of the parents just isn't there.
Still, to rebel. Like that, that's like saying a cat is going to become a rocket scientist.
But she doesn't even know to cup the balls.
That's
or
what I'm
like
saying.
That.
It's not in.
She doesn't spit on it. Nothing.
But I'm trying to be serious. Here. It's not in the psyche yet. You haven't even developed those types of feelings to say, hey, you know what? I'm going to do that because that, you know, this is going to get me. You know what I mean? It's too.
Yeah.
It's all like about being a young adult. You're 9.
Dad, I'm mad at you, so I'm gonna go suck somebody's pee-pee.
Exactly. If she was mad, at
do that again.
Wow,
I just
do that one more time.
I just got really hard.
Shh. Do that again.
Fuck you, mom and dad. I'm gonna go suck someone's pee-pee.
That's gonna be a promo.
I feel really disturbed by
that. Yeah, that is pretty
That's
creepy.
That's going to be great.
Need a shower.
It's going to be great. Previously on the Conti and Kenny show. Then that, and then good night, and take care.
Like, you know, about a year ago, I would say, my sister caught her, and the neighborhood kids were all around the same age, 8, 9, 10 years old. And they were playing spin the bottle, but it was hugs instead of kissing somebody.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you understand that.
My sister still broke it up.
I understand that too.
Still broke it. You're too young to be playing any kind of spin the bottle.
Right.
But they were hugging. They weren't kissing. You know what I mean? To be, you know, sucking on one at 9 is, it's got to come from somewhere. You know, somewhere weird. If it's true at all.
Yeah, it doesn't
I can't believe that they had the girl on there.
Oh, yeah.
And didn't have her identity like.
Nope.
Blocked
no, because the mom was probably right there going, mm-hmm, she does.
I think attention whoring has become contagious, and now everyone wants their 15 minutes of fame, so they're going to do all kinds of fucked up shit to get on TV.
It's almost like, listen, if somebody said, hey, listen, there was some sex ring, and these 9 and 10 year old girls
being forced
were
to...
Yeah, then you go, you know, you understand that that can happen. It's a terrible thing.
Thailand, things Thailand, like that. They don't that know shit. Any better.
But this is like, this is a girl that's fucking, you know, volunteering to do this. Like, what gave her the idea? Like, you know what I mean? It's like, it's not even in the realm of your reality. So it just doesn't make any sense. But this last 10 minutes, I think we got some really great sound bites for the show.
Yeah, Mary, do it one more time. Say
right.
Something sexy.
Go ahead.
Something sexy.
No, come on.
What do you want me to say? I don't know.
No, you know what? Say, after I'm done playing with my Barbies, I'm going to find an older man and suck his penis.
No, don't do that.
I'm sorry. Just say, like a 14-year-old.
Just say, are you bored? I want a lollipop.
Okay.
Are you bored? I want a lollipop.
Wow.
All right, I got to go.
I'll cut this up and I'll send it to you.
All right. I got to go.
All right, guys.
Western Echo put, who else is hard?
All right, we got to get out of here. Thanks, girls, and Dark Fox. Sorry, it was a quick thing, but it's 10 o'clock already. So have a good show, and we'll talk to you guys soon. Check out Lust and Love right after us, 10 o'clock on Monday nights, 10 to midnight.
Woo-hoo. Thanks, guys.
All right, talk to you guys later.
Bye.
And we've got October 19th.
Yep.
At the Bitter End.
Bitter End.
Benefit with Bob Levy, Otto and George, Big J Okerson, Joe Conti, yep. Maybe a few others.
Yep, go to at love for Narc Zito on Twitter.
Narc Zito, he's got a little bit of an ailment. It's a benefit for him.
Yep. And what else we got? Our Twitter accounts, follow us on Twitter. You got mine, at Joe Conti Comic. Kenny's is at Kenny Michaels 5. The show's is at CNK Show. And our Twitter account of the week is at Rich Carucci, CARUCCI. Become our friend on Facebook. Subscribe to our shows, the podcast. Go to ContiKenny.com. Go to iTunes. Go to MoreLikeRadio.com. I think that's it. We got to get out of here. Kenny, I think next week you're going to be
probably
Skyping in.
Yeah, I'll be probably be in Houston.
Houston.
Yep.
All right. Well, and also want to thank Holly for calling in, and everybody in the chat room. Thank you for joining us, and tell your friends about us, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, right.
All righty.
Bye.
Bye.
See you next week.